You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Guys, do you want to give your women a hard time?
Erections. Really? Do you people think we're so shallow that the only way to get us to listen is using a sultry voice? Let me tell you how thinking men are dealing with their erections. Enzyte. It's true. Millions of men rely on Enzyte brands knowing they'll be ready to stand and deliver a confident performance anytime, every time. That's huge. Just one capsule a day, sort of like a vitamin you take once a day, is all it takes for strong peak male enhancement. Hurry, if you call now, you can score a special Enzyte trial pack for the sack and receive a 10-day sample of Ogaplex for the ultimate male experience free with your order. Call now for the most powerful erections imaginable with the Enzyte trial pack for the sack. Call 1-800-606-5715 or go to smilingbob.com. Smilingbob.com. Smilingbob.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. Free trial requires Vialife enrollment with future auto shipments.
All right, check it out. Here are my dates. You guys are always asking me, where are you going to be playing? When are you coming to my town? Dude, when are you coming back to Jersey, man? When are you coming back to the Maryland? And well, here you go. Here are my dates. So get a pen and a piece of paper and jot it down. September 5th, New York Institute of Technology, Old Westbury, New York. September 6th and the 7th, that's a Friday and Saturday, Stress Factory in New Brunswick. One of my favorite clubs. October 10th, 11th, 12th, Magoobie's Joke House in Maryland. Love that club too. And then I'm back October 24th at the Revel Casino, brand new casino, Atlantic City. I'm doing an hour show, one show only. That's a fucking good time, so get your tickets for that. October 25th, 26th, Comedy Works, Albany. October 31st, Funny Bone, Syracuse. That's the 31st through the 3rd. That's a long one. That's up in Syracuse. I think that's a new club, the Funny Bone in Syracuse, October 31st to November 3rd. November 7th, 8th, 9th, I'm in Toronto, Canada for the Dark Comedy Festival, T-Dot, baby. December 6th, Side Splitters, all the way to December 8th in Tampa. Tampa, I love Tampa. December 27th, Comedy Shop, Blackstone, I don't know what the fuck that is. It's fucked. My wife fucked up on this one, so she's going to have to fix it. But that's enough. You get it. Go to RobertKellyLive.com right now. If I didn't mention your town, it might be up on my website. If not, email me the club you want me to come to, and I will make sure my agent is on it. So there you go. Hey, what's going on? Okay, here's the intro to Where's Alan. This was a crazy one. This was real intense. A lot of real shit was up. You know, I don't know if you know this. Most of us go to the same therapist, especially on this podcast. I think three or four of us on this show go to Alan, the comedian therapist. And he, every August, he takes the month off. So there you go. It started out pretty quick. I pick these shows. I know who's crazy energy, who's nuts, who's analytical, who's a sniper. I know everybody's kind of personality. And I kind of picked this one because I thought it would be a little more, serious, I guess. Anyways, it was Gary Gulman, Joe Zimmerman, first time on the show. Him and Gary got into it like right away. Gary kind of called him on something, and you know, Joe's a really nice guy. And then from there, we just went into it. We got into it, and Pat Dixon and Joe List. We have Chris, the new intern, Kelly Festuca. It was a packed house, pretty intense. I wound up, you know, open up about some shit that happened with me, and whatever, man. I mean, I that was funny, and it's serious, and it's real. So if you can't deal with it, fucking shut it off. But I hope you like this one. I did. It was real healthy and I don't know, purging to do. It felt good to sit around with a bunch of my friends and talk about real issues and real fucking subject matter and kind of help each other out. Because Alan's out of fucking town. Anyways, that's it. That's the intro. So there you go. Where's Alan? Make sure you retweet this and Facebook it and check out the link, the videos on riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. That's the Know What Do page on Riotcast. Go there. Check us out there. Check out the videos there. And make sure you subscribe and review on iTunes if you guys like it. Get it, people into the show, you motherfuckers. Not that you ain't doing it already. The listenership has gone up. Is that what they call it, listenership? Anyways, the amount of people listening to the show has gone up dramatically in the last couple weeks. So, last couple months. So, thank you. Thank you, all you son of a bitches who are donating. Make sure you check out our sponsors, Tweaked Audio, Amazon, Gamefly, and our new one, DraftKings. DraftKings, they're great. That's one day fantasy sports. One day. You don't have to do a whole season, just one day. Great. I love these guys. And we got some new sponsors coming on board. So I just want to thank you again for spreading the word. Dude. That's my kid in the background. I'm going to go play with him.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
No.
Who's Larry David?
Hey.
Oh.
You should have him on.
I'll tell you, this one I knew Larry David was beyond fucking rich, beyond comedy.
When you found out he wrote Seinfeld?
No. All right, is everybody off their phones? Are we good, Pat? You good? You good, Kelly?
I'm just texting Gary.
The show is on.
Yes.
I hit the record button.
Yes.
That's the way I do it. I don't fucking tell you motherfuckers.
What are you telling us right now?
I'm telling you right now. Pat just went, now I know how flight attendants feel.
Gay?
I walked up to him when I did that little camp. Well, not a camp, whatever the fuck it was when I did the show. I had to play a Red Sox fan. When Bill Buckner was walking by, and they were like, make shit up, because that's what you do. You just improv your lines. Mm-hmm. I said, I came up with a great line. I go, hey, Buckner, why don't you get a time machine, go back to 86 and bend your knees, you fucking retard.
Were you on the show?
Yeah. And
that's what the story is essentially to tell. I thought you were auditioning.
No, I was on the show.
I didn't get it.
No, I did get it.
Oh.
I was on the show.
I forgot.
Follow along, you fucking applehead.
It was before I knew you.
No, you knew me. You just didn't know me.
Right.
And I walked up to him. I go, hey, yeah, we're comics. And he went, what? And I went, we're stand-up comedians. We played on the cellar. He goes, where? And I was like, fuck it. I'm out.
Who was we?
Yay! Look!
Who was we?
I try to teach myself kung fu every time I sneeze.
Who was the other person?
It's a redheaded comic. You guys know him. He's been in some commercials. Redheaded.
Daniel Moses?
Nope. Who?
Bill Burr?
Nope.
PJ Landers?
Nope.
Carrot Top?
No.
Redheaded.
Darren Carter?
The potty starter. No, it's not the potty
David
starter.
David Baker?
No, he's a redheaded guy. He was, he's kind of balding on top. It's red hair, kind of a little chunky. Not fat, but chunky.
I was about to say Fitzsimmons till you
said no,
chunky.
No, he's from New York. He's a comic. Red hair.
Matt Louis McCarthy.
Matt McCarthy.
That's him.
Matt McCarthy.
Oh, I love Matt McCarthy. We were on the same Live at Gotham together.
Look at you, Joe. Huh?
Wow. Yeah,
that was 9 years ago.
So you pick up that name off the floor.
I can only tell this show is going to be a slower paced show than last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, because who are we missing?
Lewis.
Giannis.
Lewis.
And Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two really step on the gas as soon as.
Yeah, they're very yelly.
Today we have Joe List, who's laid back.
I'm very laid back.
But he's fucking the truth.
I've been meditating a little bit today, and I've had a very positive day.
Well, last week you came in all fucking whipped up because the headphones were fucking up your hair, so I'm glad that you've meditated
since
then.
That's still bothering me, to be honest.
It doesn't bother me.
Step up the gas, you just get mean.
I just did a video this past weekend. The makeup girl was like, you have amazing hair.
Wow.
Really?
And then she also said I have the longest eyebrow hair she's ever seen in 15 years in the business. Look at this thing.
15 years in the business.
I can't find it. Oh, here it is. It comes away. You can't see it, but you can see how far away my fingers are.
I would love to
pluck
it.
Why are you keeping that? You're supposed to get rid of that.
I trim it every once in a while. It comes back, but then I've just forgot about it.
I have one of those, too. My wife plucks it. I'll be watching TV, and she'll just sneak up like a ninja, and she'll snag it, because I like to keep it.
Right.
I think it's good luck.
It comes back, though, right?
Yeah, I think it's good luck. Democratic National Committee plans to vote on a resolution calling on embattled San Diego Mayor Bob Farr. What is it? Findler? Are
we doing the news now?
No, I just read stuff off my phone when it pops up. we have nothing to say about
it. You can probably get rid of that program.
Let's introduce some people. First of all, just to let you know, in case you didn't, my name's Robert Kelly. Call me Bob.
Call me Bob.
I've called you Bob a couple times. It feels good.
It should.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm sucking your dick.
Suck
Too
my
far.
Dick, Bob.
Too far. Too far.
Try it now,
I would pick that time to call
Kelly,
you Bob.
He's doing the video wrong. It should be sideways.
Yes.
Horizontal. Everybody knows that. 13-year-olds fucking complain about that on the fucking internet.
I'm going to take the video today. He's going to do the photos. Just All right. So don't, you
know. Oh, photos should be that way. I'm sorry. Go ahead. The other way. We have Joe Zimmerman, very funny guy. I actually I met you with the Beards of Comedy first.
Yeah, in an alley.
In an alley, sucking your dick.
What a sucking dick going on here.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
That's only two dicks. What are you talking about? That's not a lot of sucking dicks.
It's two more than it should be.
And we got one of my favorite, Pat Dixon.
Wait, what's up?
Who is, you know, dude, when I first met you, I was like, wow, this guy is, I don't know, what the fuck? It's not uptight. It's just clean cut. I would say clean cut.
Yeah, sober.
Yeah, you're not.
No.
You're fucking crazy.
That's my problem. But anyway, thanks for having me back on the show, Robert. Pleasure to be back.
That's the one of the things I love about you is that you can't judge a book by its cover.
Mm.
You're fucking crazy. You get great stories. But you're also a guy who, you know, who is like the rest of us trying to be healthy.
Yeah, sure.
Trying to get through this fucking life without using the demons.
Well, I'm on a huge downward slide. Actually.
Jeez, really?
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Well, no. Joe's been watching this happen, you know, while you get active and get, you know, like he's huge now. He's like Joe is this big muscle
Jesus.
Man. You know, mm-hmm. it's ridiculous. I don't want to see this. You know, I know Joe well. So, like, it's disturbing to see somebody kind of like on the rise, you know, when you're trying to hit bottom a little bit.
Yeah.
trying to hit bottom.
Can I see the muscle
trying
again?
To get there.
Can I see the muscle?
Chest muscle?
You know, it's not that.
He's not even flexing.
It's not that big. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, but the thing is, Pat.
He's one of these, like, 10 pull-ups on the subway kind of guys, too. Now he takes his shirt off and pulls up on
the
subway.
I do that. Yeah. I'm one of the few whites that does pull-ups on traffic lights.
White adult.
He's just trying to get a good Vine video.
Oh, speaking of traffic lights, real quick. Last night we were. Pat was hosting at Caroline's, and I was doing a spot. And our friend, who also struggles. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that, but Daryl Hammond was there. We were hanging out outside, and yeah,
Jesus,
he was.
Just say it now.
He wrote a
book on it, dummy.
Oh yeah, he was leaning. Well, I don't know. You're supposed to be all whatever.
He wrote a book.
I'm not sure what you guys know.
But, I'm not sure you know, but I wrote the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. So keep that hush.
He was leaning against the street sign thing, and then realized there was wet paint signs all over the ground, and he has just a green stripe down his suit jacket.
Have
green
you already
and
done
yellow.
The show?
No. It was pretty. Show.
Did you?
But either way, he's losing a suit jacket. Those got to be expensive. I've never bought any clothing before.
Yeah, black suit jacket, really expensive.
Yeah, $200,
I'm
right?
I'm sure he was really concerned what the Monday night crowd at Caroline's thought of his jacket.
I think he was fine. It looked very 90s after it had been painted.
I bet you a comic from Brooklyn will probably pick that up and it'll be the new thing. It'll be in his next album. It's called Paint on My Jacket.
Paint on My Jacket. That sounds pretty good.
Come down to Paint on My Jacket night at Bar 17 at the Monkey Palace.
I think that's a direct Giannis Pappas Bar 4 reference.
It was.
Yeah. I like that, yeah.
Bar 17.
Let him do it.
13.
Let him do it, Kelly.
Show him where it is.
Okay, well, you then
teach
you
a
do
man
it
to fish, and he'll open the door for life.
Yeah. Something. Go down and fuck them all, or fuck them slowly if you fucking go down the hill fast.
Yeah, fuck them slowly.
Right?
That's a saying.
Joe?
Right.
So, Joe, what's going on with you? First of all, today's going to... I'm glad you brought up this. I don't know. Do you have demons? Are you an alcoholic? Do you have drug problems? You seem like a pretty clean-cut, normal, well-functioning human being to me. But I could be wrong because I was definitely wrong with Pat Dixon.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was just asking me what my vices were, and I tend to just worry about everything, like worry about alcoholism, worry about drugs. So I tend to just not have any vices except worrying all the time.
Right.
So I tend to just worry.
So you actually worry yourself out of being an alcoholic, a drug addict, sex addict, food addict.
You know what's good for that? Booze.
See, that's why I love some red wine.
Got a lot of anxiety? Drugs.
I worried myself into alcoholism.
Gary Gullman, everybody. Gary Gullman is here.
Right. G-Square.
Long time no see.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, everyone.
Who's that dude on your shirt? Is that Louis Katz?
It doesn't. They do a very similar look, Louis Katz and Woody Allen.
We're talking about demons and vices, alcoholism. Mine is food right now. We all know that. It's food. Sex has kind of died.
Yeah.
It's weird. I used to be even married. Sex, the porn and the finding the perfect thing to jerk off to, and even, you know, not that I was going to go to a whore. But to find, like, you know, creepy shit on the internet where I could go for a cheap price with a nice photo and, you know, do weird shit. You know, right. I would. That shit used to make me happy. It used to not make me happy. It used to. I take that back. It used to fulfill me for the time being while I'm alone on the road in a hotel room or whatever and get me back to my wife, believe it or not. You know what I mean? That type of stuff. Not doing it or spending the money, but, you know, playing the game would get me back home to reconnect. Because what I do is when I leave my family, but then my wife, I would disconnect because I've done that my whole life because I was in foster homes. I was in the jail. So you meet these people, you're my surrogate family. And now being stand-up comics, we do the same thing. We're all hanging out for weeks together at the clubs and then we all go away. You know what I mean?
We don't talk as much as we should, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like you'll go away for 6 months. I won't see Pat Dixon. But I don't. When I see you, I'm not mad at you. Like regular people. Like people, if regular friends, if you didn't talk to them for 6 months, they'd be like, dude, you're a fucking asshole.
Right.
But you show, what's up, dude? How you doing? I know we know how to disconnect and reconnect when we see each other right where we left off. Right. That's not good for relationships with women. You understand?
I don't think it's good for the relationship between you and I. This is Gary
Gullman, can't
by the
fucking
way.
Take you all the time, Gary.
No, I know, but I feel like we go too long without talking or anything like that, and then it's catch up, and it's
These relationships are pretty shallow when you get right down to it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like Robert and I have so much history that we have an opportunity to have a deeper relationship. I'm not even half kidding though, Zimmerman. Who's this new guy who's taking me down a peg?
That's over Joe here. Zimmerman. What do you mean? What is he doing? What did he do? I was fixing your sound. What happened, Gary? What did you do?
I was being serious, and he started laughing. Like I was.
Well, why'd you laugh?
That happens, though. That happens in comedians.
He's uncomfortable with depth.
Are you uncomfortable with
depth? I'm just trying to picture you two calling each other once a day, checking in.
Yeah, that would be fucking hysterical.
Gary!
Dude!
Gary!
I don't know why people think they can go right from not knowing me to fucking with me. Immediately. I don't know. That happens very frequently. And this guy the other day at Joe's fucking picnic fucked with me 35 seconds after meeting me. Who is this guy? ODDO was his last name?
Oh,
I'm spelling it so nobody knows who
I'm
talking about.
Can we talk about Joe's picnic? His
shoddy picnic?
Yeah, well,
I want people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I want people uncomfortable with me until they get to know me. I don't know where people get the idea.
How about
that they
this?
Can just
I took my... I don't take my family... anywhere. I don't take my wife anywhere. My wife, we don't connect it on Facebook. We're not friends on we are nothing. It doesn't exist because my family, when you meet them, is a fucking honor. And I thought the barbecue was you and Kelly and fucking Aaron and Lewis. I show up. It's a bunch of hippies on a fucking tablecloth with some fucking Pringles. I got my baby and my wife.
The open picnic.
And I show up. I'm fucking playing frisbee with fucking the no name fucking beard. No offense, right?
Well, and Bobby's just mad because I made him bring two people.
Well, here's the thing. I liked it. But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
That's funny. It was a bringer picnic.
Yeah, he but had here's his the wife thing. And baby.
I show up. I show up. I'm looking. First of all, balloons. He's got the balloons tied to a blade of grass. So you can't even see the fucking balloons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was funny that he didn't put the balloons high in the air.
I didn't have high balloons.
Then I find you can ask for extra string. It's not money.
I had to tie it on tight to get on the train, and then I didn't trust myself to untie and then retie without losing a balloon.
Anyways.
Which I would feel like would harken back to my childhood, and I would just cry.
Here's the deal.
Losing a balloon to the sky?
Devastating.
The loneliest feeling.
Devastating.
Oh, my God. You watch it for a half hour. It just gets so sad.
We need...
it just gets small. And
we need to... first of all, your picnic blow.
My blows. Picnic was amazing. It was great.
It was. Listen, first of all,
you're the only one that didn't like it.
Listen,
and Gary.
Well, here's the thing.
Pat.
Here's it, Pat. Did you
Kelly
like
didn't
it?
Care for
I,
it?
You know, I wasn't there long. That was my plan.
Nobody
the
was there long. Everybody left.
No, you people were there for. I was there for 7.5 hours.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you ran it.
Yeah, you were the
Gary
producer. Left.
You booked
I
it.
Left. He left.
Gary was the first one there, and he was mad at you because you didn't come in
no,
time.
No. Don't put words in my mouth. I was not mad.
He was
I just
disappointed.
Had to run.
If I knew
I
Gary wasn't there, you should have texted me and said Gary left.
I was nervous because I kept saying, I was like, you're going to stay. Bobby's on his way. And then you showed up, and I was like, Gary was just here.
I show up. The kid who fucking Voss kicked in the ribs is there. I show up. He's there. I'm going to go, great. I'm going to have to fucking get into a fight about. He's going to say something about my kid.
No, they made up. They made up.
Would you kick him in the ribs?
If he said something about my kid?
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be the ribs. It might be I'd probably take my family home. And then come back with a bat.
You wouldn't fight him like right there next
no,
to the
No, I would never fight in front of my family.
This is for you, kid.
I actually did that. What was that? Caroline's party one year. Some guy did that to me. Some comic fucked with me. Ugh. Came up and said some shit to me.
And you didn't know him that well. That was the
I did
issue.
Not know him that well. That's and I said, name, I huh? said, I'll be right back. And I went and I grabbed my wife and I said, you're going home. And I took her home in a cab. And I came back. I walked back.
He told Jimmy, he said, keep him here. Keep him here.
I walked back, and I went down the stairs halfway, and I went, you, let's go. And he walked up the stairs. He goes, what? I go, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. I'm taking you outside right now, and I'm going to fucking beat the fuck out of you.
And
he
went, first and Broadway.
He went like this. He goes, Bobby, I'm a big fan. I was just kidding. Ugh. And then I went, are you
fan?
I go, are you fucking nuts? I go, that's what you do? When my fucking, my wife, are you out of your, he was like, look, dude, I'm a little drunk. And then he came clean and he literally was, I was like, dude, don't ever fucking do that. I'm not an asshole. You don't seem to be an asshole. You don't need to be an asshole to fucking talk to me. Just come up and say hi. Or whatever fucking rep I have, whatever, because I look bald and tough. You think you're going to be an asshole to me? I'm a sweetheart. I'm a teddy bear. You don't need to be a fucking dickhead to me. What, are we going to go back and forth? Fuck you. You're this. You're... Fuck off. I don't do that.
You do look bald.
I'm a sweetheart teddy bear who will take you outside and beat the fuck out of you if you say anything about my kid.
Yeah, well,
that
didn't have a kid
back
then.
That's a person with violence. That's a person
That's a person who's been hurt, not violence.
That's violence.
See, you haven't been to therapy in a long time.
Yeah, I know. I'm a month out of therapy. I've been a little...
Now let's get... I want to repair this because, first of all, Joe is a nice guy.
Oh, I know Joe's a nice guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I know Joe.
I think that Joe was laughing not at. I think. Look at you. Your first time on your show. The show. I don't know if you know what the fuck. You got to kind of get into it. The conversation. You know what I mean? Because we really fuck with each other a lot on this podcast.
Yeah.
This episode seems to be not that kind of show.
Last week was definitely.
What do you mean? You just shit all over my picnic that I stand by as a wonderful picnic.
No, that wasn't
a tremendous picnic.
That wasn't for fun. That was a shoddy picnic.
It was great picnic.
Shoddy.
I brought half the shit.
You were there for 8 minutes. Your kid threw up out of his nose and mouth and ears.
Yeah, because of the party. My kid did like a shitty
party. It
was
hot, Joe. It was very hot out there.
One of the worst kid vomits I've ever seen. All holes. And it was creepy.
I literally turned my kid to the party, the picnic, and he went, and he threw up. I go, time to go.
It was a great party.
But here's the issue. I was insulted earlier.
Oh boy!
By some guy, I never seen him before in my life.
It was bad.
Joe and I were doing a bit.
A couple of bits. You were
doing
killing.
A couple of bits.
Gary wrote for the picnic. He came in. He came in and brought.
Is it okay
some,
that he laughs now?
He brought some heat.
He's an angel.
All right. Can you fuck? Because I like him, and you made him a little uncomfortable.
I know. Because that's what it has to be now. Because people are fucking with me too much, and I'm getting hurt.
Rather them be uncomfortable than you.
Yes, than me.
Okay,
yes.
That's
I'm
Patrice's
sorry that
motto.
You have to be the canary in the mine.
I don't think he
so
cares.
To speak,
I really don't think Joe gives a shit. I don't.
I hope not.
I'll just say I didn't realize. I didn't mean to. I didn't.
No, I know. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Look, now, you made his mouth dry.
You have a humorous cadence.
Have some
cadence that makes me giggle.
All right. That's good. It's my rhythm that did it. Yeah. Anyhow,
can you get Joe another water? His mouth is dry. His teeth are stuck to his upper lip.
We're doing a fun bit, a couple of fun bits.
Yes.
Where it's a game where you say you were killing at a club, and then the other person says, I was there, you bombed, and then you give the worst excuse.
Right
off the bat, like you know you're caught and you give a worse excuse.
Right.
For example, Joe, I was at Caroline's the other night and I absolutely destroyed. I mean, I was unbelievable. I killed.
Wait, Wednesday night?
Yeah.
I was there. You bombed.
Well, they put on a lot of black comedians early and it's hard to make that type of bit.
No, that's a legit excuse, though.
Dude, Gary, let me tell you something. Last Thursday at the Comedy Cellar, I annihilated. Annihilated.
This past Thursday. This 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah, this past Thursday.
You ate your cock. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah, but dude, I can't follow a woman guitar act. Those are hard. You know what I mean? Yeah,
because they get the women on their side and then you go up there with your brand.
Hello, ladies, are you with me? And then can't do it.
Yeah, I killed the other night at the World.
Wait a minute.
Comedy Club.
Last the other night?
Yes.
The other night?
Yeah, last the other night. Yeah. Yeah, I was there and I did great.
Wait
did
a minute.
Great
Pat,
Broadway Comedy
Pat,
Club.
Pat, I was there and you fucking sucked your own dick for a half hour.
It's
got to come a little bit quicker than that. You've already ruined it.
I had one and then he threw me off. He dragged it out. I was like, I got no I really did well though.
You didn't, yes, and you maybe.
Yeah. Generally you want to blame the black comedians or the women.
Yeah. Do the other one.
Well, the other one is a sight gag.
No, not that one, but the one with this one, but it's a fun thing.
Talking to the microphone because this is a podcast.
Oh, Bob.
How's that?
You go to a comedy club.
Yeah. No, not that one.
No?
You got to set up another thing, and then I do a different
thing. Oh, God, this is fucking... Let's speed
this
up.
This is a fun one.
Yeah, this better be good because you're dragging me down. What is it? Go ahead.
You got to start it. You're at a comedy club.
No, you start it.
This is the worst. You know what? I'm going to start this.
Move on to the next one. This is.
Here's the deal. Fuck this. The point is.
I was going to do the one where you go, I killed, and I go, yeah, I know. It was a great set.
All right. All right, good for you. Listen.
I got that one.
Here's the thing, though. This guy says what to you? That's what I want to know. The guy, how'd the guy piss you off, and what did you do about it? Because everybody has to know this. I haven't been to therapy in 3 weeks. My therapist, every August. A lot of therapists take off the month.
Yep. Really?
The whole fucking month.
Is that true? Yeah.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. So that what happens at around, you know,
as
the
Woody Allen once said, and the entire island is psychotic for the entire month of August until Labor Day.
So
it's a slightly Jewier Ray Allen.
So it's been a tough 3 weeks. And this is the thing, is I start out just guns ablaze and I'm I might not even need to go back every week. I might do every other week.
Cured.
Yeah.
Cured.
Second week, and now third week. I said some shit to my wife the other night. Fucking asshole. And I got a baby. And my thing is I don't argue in front of the baby. I don't want to have tone in front of the kid.
Sure.
I don't want him to pick up on my angry tone towards my fucking wife. And the other night we had a public argument. We had walking the street as I'm pushing a baby carriage. I was that couple.
Oh.
As I'm walking. Fucking, what was it, 6 at night?
as I'm walking, push, because in arguing, stopping, turning around, you don't listen. That's what it is. And then pushing the baby carriage a couple more feet and then stopping. Yeah, no, but you don't hear what I'm fucking saying, okay? That's your fucking problem. And then pushing the little baby carriage. You know what I mean? It was fucking stupid. And I'm sitting there. I had to apologize to her. I'm like, I haven't been to therapy in 3 fucking weeks. So let's go back to where you're at. This guy says what to you?
We're doing the jokes, and then Joe says, let's do another one. And then the guy says, well, it wasn't funny the last time.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah, and then...
wow.
And then...
Did you know that guy well?
Somebody, no, I had never met him in my life. I didn't even know his name.
Is he a comedian?
And then...
Yes.
10 minutes
later...
Is he
a good comedian?
Yeah, he's funny.
10 minutes later, somebody new shows up, and Joe says, let's try it again. And I said, no, I can't do it, because that guy over there... has taken all my self-esteem and confidence away with doing the bit, so it's ruined. I'm not doing it anymore. And I think he thought I was joking.
I think it started to get palpably real, I felt. But I know you real well.
Well, Joe, after Gary left, did that comic say anything about what had happened?
No, I didn't really talk to him because I was hosting the wonderful party.
Okay, right.
Everyone was really happy with.
It was not wonderful. It was...
On a scale from bearable to wonderful, it was bearable.
Here's the thing, though. He didn't tell you that he was inviting 19 other people.
Yeah. I invited more than 19.
I didn't know you were going to invite your fucking your pottery class and your...
Generally, if I'm the most famous guy there...
Yeah.
It's a shoddy shoddy collection.
If I show up with my... If
it's
I show
a shoddy representation of the New York comedy community.
No, it's a poor choice by you for party to go to.
Yeah. Yes.
And here's it is. We couldn't even make a vote. The Comedy Coalition wouldn't even be able to make a vote at that. Nothing could get done at that fucking party.
I didn't know you were such a picnic elitist.
Well, here's the deal. You told me all my friends were going to be there.
I didn't tell you all your friends
were going to
be there. I said Gary's going to be there, and he left because you were 5 hours late.
Kelly
was there. Lewis was there. Kelly was there. Gary was there.
Look, man, next time you throw a party, just make sure you tell us the whole party.
Guest list. All right,
well, I will, and you make sure you're there near on time.
Now, Joe.
But by the way, this goes back to what we were talking about, where we don't see each other and friends. I'm trying to gather everyone so we're together and hanging out. I'm trying to keep you guys close together.
Look,
maybe if you shut up on time, you guys would be as good of friends as you could possibly be.
Well, maybe if we weren't going through middlemen, Gary, we wouldn't have to fucking deal with this.
Yeah. Hey, I headline sometimes. that was almost perfect, that joke.
But it is true, though. Like, I do like the fact I went to that party because I didn't want to go to that party. Yeah. I don't fucking do those parties. I don't leave my house to go to those parties on Sunday. Was it Sunday?
Saturday.
It was Friday.
Friday. I don't fucking do that. And the reason why I did it is because I don't do it. And the people were nice. All the people I met, they were fine with me. They didn't say anything to me. No, but I didn't really fuck around with them either. I kept my mouth shut. Because, I'll tell you this, is that I'm usually the guy that steps in shit at those parties. You know, not intentionally, but I will say something and one of those guys will say something like that to me and I'll go, why don't you shut your fucking face?
Yeah.
And then they go, I'm just kidding. The Boston comes out of me. The fucking, you know, when everybody does something different when they get hurt, like I know that fucking was weird when Gary said that to you. Talking to the microphone.
Yeah, I was laughing at him because I thought he was being humorous, and then he wasn't being humorous, and then he was upset at me.
But that fucked you up.
So sorry.
Well, I don't do. Yeah, I tend to avoid conflict.
See, do you understand? Yeah. I wish I had that. If I had that mechanism, if somebody had taught me to avoid conflict, because this guy, let me tell you something. I'm looking at him. He's not a guy that can't handle himself. No, I can tell this guy. I could tell I could tell this guy can handle himself if he had to. I could tell.
Oh, not in a fight.
Huh? No.
Physically.
You're gonna fight Gary after the show. I wanna prove to you that you are not
verbally I could like hang.
Right. Why you do you have a twitch? Did I give you a twitch?
No, you gave me that coffee.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but right when that happened, I felt bad because I know that you didn't mean it, but I also know what the fuck it's if you could sit there and not say anything and move the fuck on and avoid confrontation,
yeah,
right, and just be like, what the fuck, and take that home with you And then you're later tonight going, that motherfucker.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Joe Zimmerman paid the price for this kid the other day. Now, what do you think the mental psychology was of this kid the other day? What was he trying to do?
He was mean to a stranger? I'll tell you what it was. Is that group of people that you're with, your friends, are very... I don't think it's quick-witted. I think wit or quippy, like, you know, zings, and it's in a snobby way. You know what I mean? But not snobby like...
Like show up at a picnic and be like, all you people are beneath me.
Right.
Like that kind
of snobby. Just, it's that snobby comedy. It's a form of comedy. Nick Turner is kind of, he has that. He can put you down quick with like a, nah, I don't think so. You know, I think, but that's his comedy. I don't think it's personal. I think he's just, that's his thing. He kind of does that. I don't think he's a nice guy.
Nick Turner was the son on The Critic.
Huh.
That's weird that you just, that hurt my feelings. That you just sidetracked.
No, I'm sorry.
That means you're not even listening to me.
No, I listen to you.
No, that means you're not fucking listening to me, Gary. That means you're not listening.
But why would so this guy, his whole thing is I'm going to be the witty snobby guy at the thing?
I don't think that's his thing. I think that he was trying to be zingy funny, and I don't know.
But that's a snob. Look, that's a snobby thing to say.
If he wasn't with his girlfriend,
that's not,
I would have abused him.
Here's the deal.
Right. Should have done it, Gary.
Which one was it? Did he have a? Which one did he have a beard?
Yeah, he had a beard.
Oh, really?
But that
I know
doesn't
exactly.
Narrow it
I
down.
Knew.
Does it?
Here's the thing, though. But it's that style of humor, Joe. You get what I'm saying? It's not like.
Well, the thing is, I don't think that he is like that. I think that he was trying to be...
Fit in?
Yeah, I think he was trying to be funny and didn't...
Fit in by tearing somebody down.
Did he say something to you about it? Be honest.
I haven't talked to him since then.
Well, you shouldn't because Gary's your friend.
Oh, yeah. Here's another thing that's been going on that's driving me crazy. I'm holding grudges for friends... But they don't hold grudges on people that I'm into it with.
Well, I don't want to speak of any grudge on the podcast here. So, I mean, you know.
Why?
I want people supporting my grudges.
Here's the deal. I used to have this.
Bobby and I talked about this the other night.
I think that it should be a rule that your friends should hate the people you hate.
Yes, and at least.
It should be a rule.
If you stopped hating them, you need to let them know you're no longer hating them. It's okay to like.
There's nothing worse than getting mad at somebody and you're like, hey, can you believe what? And they go, he's okay with me.
Yeah, it's
awful. That happens to me with my girlfriend.
He's never done anything to me, but he did something to your friend.
She automatically should take your side.
Yeah, sometimes I'll be like, what about this asshole? And it's not that she doesn't agree. She'll just be like, Yeah.
All right, like, guys, real quick. I gotta throw this in here real quick.
Is it already over?
No. We got a new sponsor of the show. I'm very excited about DraftKings.com is a new sponsor. And right now, fantasy football is back. Ooh. And DraftKings.com is celebrating with millions in cash prizes. DraftKings is it's really cool. It's one day fantasy sports. One day games means that you'll never ever get locked into a whole season. So you can go in one day, play a game, and you're done. You're out. You don't have to sit there for the whole season and worry about the trades and the picks and one day and you're out. Okay? It's like a new season every time you play. Pick your team in minutes, and you could instantly be getting your share of the $1 million. They're awarding at kickoff, a kickoff week. Okay? So check this out. Week one of this football season. $1 million is up for grabs. That's crazy.
That's a
so you
lot
can literally
bucks.
Go in, play, and get $1 million. That's nuts. So DraftKings is where anybody can enter with a couple of bucks and win big cash. Just a couple of bucks a day. It's not this big, long, drawn-out thing. That's why I like it. DraftKings this is a true story, too. One of the guys won $100,000 his very first time playing. So he went in, couple bucks, $100,000. How much? $100,000. Okay? Play for free. Yeah, free. Did you hear me? Free. At DraftKings.com. Enter Kelly with your first pay game and get free entry into the $1 million kickoff bash. Okay, so that's, you get a free entry into the, so you can win $1 million for nada. Enter Kelly with your free first pay game and get a free entry into the $1 million kickoff bash. Seriously, it's free entry, and you can win thousands just playing fantasy football. Use Kelly, DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Make sure you go there and use the code word Kelly and win millions. And if you do win millions, I want some of that fucking money for this podcast.
It's Kelly as in Robert Kelly, not yes. Kelly the Stuka.
Let right? me see that.
Yes.
How do you spell it? K-E-L-L-Y.
Yeah, well, I spell my name the same as your surname.
Oh, you do. You spell it a surname.
I like that. Oh, I love that. I love how you go to that instead of last name. It's so much classier.
Make sure you go check them out. New sponsors of the show. So we're back. Okay, here's the deal. I think that I had somebody, I'll give you a scenario. I had somebody get me to hate somebody, right, who I liked or mm-hmm. didn't give a fuck about.
Indifference.
Yeah, got me to hate them. And then then they send you down this path and you start picking up, you notice in little, yeah, they do that. Oh my God, this motherfucker is, fuck them. I started treating that person differently, shutting them out. Well, fuck that. You don't treat my friend like shit. Do that to my pal. And if I see it, fuck that. And then all of a sudden, I seen them out one night, fucking drinking, have like Arnie, hey, ah. And I go, you motherfucker, you told me you fucking hate. Ah, dude, that was a month and a half. And we made up like a week later. I'm sorry. I've hated this person for a fucking month and a half. I've walked into rooms and felt sick because they were there. Yeah.
Do you think it's unhealthy to share other people's grudges and hatreds?
Yeah. I think
yes.
so. I think
yeah.
it's
a waste
unhealthy.
Of energy?
It's yeah. unhealthy to hold your own.
It's unhealthy. Look at
it. I got to hold my own. But I'm talking about the ones that I don't need to hold on to.
Yeah.
Because we had a thing many, many years ago. Bobby Slayton and Dane Cook, they had a thing. And then up in Montreal this summer, apparently over the past 10 years, they've made friendships. And it might have happened 9 years ago. Nobody let me in. And I was like, oh, my God, these two... meeting. It was like in Swingers when those guys who wanted to beat up Sue, all of a sudden they're playing video games and nobody told Favreau.
Right. House of Pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it's unhealthy. Maybe I need to grow up. Maybe I need
maybe
to...
Here's the thing.
These are your grudges. I can't take them on, but I will not side with that person against you. That's my new policy.
That's your new policy.
Yeah. Is that a fair policy?
Well, why don't you say sorry to Jim?
Oh, I thought I had
Jim.
Joe.
I mean Joe. Let me say
Joe,
sorry.
I'm sorry, I made it uncomfortable.
Let me say
that was not about you. That was about my brothers treating me.
Let me say sorry to Jim first. Joe, I'm sorry for calling you Jim.
By the way, I went to Joe's unwrapped performance, and he was out of this world. He's such a wonderful comedian. Yeah.
I've heard nothing but good things about him.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And a really nice guy.
I mean, he's fucking bombing on this show.
He'll hold the grudge with you.
If we had a small crowd.
Well, he doesn't like confrontation.
If we had a small crowd
with
dirty hair and scooters, he'd be killing. Nothing. You
guys, 12 people in a bar.
You guys remember how hard I killed it on Robert Kelly's podcast?
Oh, no, you actually ate it on that.
Oh, yeah, I'm bad at comedy. Sorry. And he's back.
He's back.
You should have said, Gary threw me under the bus from the get-go, and I never really recovered.
That too.
Well, yeah. It's true, though. I mean,
I'm good.
You are that guy. You are that guy, Zimmerman. You're a pretty laid-back guy. But is there people that you don't like? Are there people that you walk in a room and you're like, ugh, this I fucking hate, there's something about him, besides myself.
Yeah, what if it's me?
Yeah,
I took the joke away from him.
Yeah. Oh, I get the most, you know how you always hear shitty things about a comedy club and the shitty things the owner does, and then you show up and you already hate the owner.
Yeah.
So I get that a lot, and I try not to hate them, pre-hate them, because they a lot of times they're nice up front.
Yeah, they're nice to you. They didn't like the other person.
Yeah, yeah. So I go in pre-disliking comedy club owners because you hear so much crappy things about them. But like in day-to-day life, I don't hear like shitty things about other comics that often. I wouldn't say.
I've had situations like that where I've set myself up at certain comedy clubs. I revved myself up, and then I've reacted. I'm a reactor. I've reacted my whole life to defend myself.
I was looking at your reacting reel the other day.
My acting reel? Nothing on that? Really?
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
It was a fun aside.
My acting reel. I have an acting reel. My acting reel is on my website, robertkellylive.com.
I called it his reacting reel because he said he's a reactor.
Well, I react to things.
Real acting is reacting.
I react to things because I'm protecting myself. I try to explain this to my fucking wife. My wife is a square. she's pretty much a normal person. She doesn't. She can smoke a joint once every 5 years. She can go have drinks. She can eat. She doesn't eat fucking to, you know, kill herself. Yeah. You know, she's not fucking diddling herself to fucking three black cocks while I'm in a closet looking through a wicker fucking, you know, little slide, you know? She's pretty normal. You know what I mean?
Wait, that's not normal? It's a little judgmental.
Well, to me, you know what I mean? But she doesn't understand that, you know, I've had to protect myself my whole life from the assault of these fucking people from the age of when I was a kid, when I was a little boy.
Yeah.
I'm a little fucking boy getting physically hit. And then I learned that violence stops violence. Words don't stop violence. Violence stops violence. When there isn't an adult to fucking protect you, when your mother isn't fucking standing in front of you, yeah, letting it not happen, when there's nobody knows it happens and you don't know what is happening, you just know that it hurts in physically, spiritually, and mentally, you're being crushed, you go to violence. Mm. One day you fucking find out that if you bark back, if you swing back, if you hurt them, they stop. Oh, my God. I punched back, and he stopped for a second. I get it. You know
or
what I mean?
You could say you're a big fan.
Look, whoa. To my second stepdad. Hang on. Whoa, before you hit me. Big fan. Yeah. I don't. You're my favorite insurance adjuster of all time. The thing with your wheelie thing, with the measuring, the way you do that, you don't even stop. You go from one side of the car to the other, and boom, you got your calculations.
Oh, my God.
But I wish I had what some of y'all had, because I was in therapy, and they were like, you need to hang on to your anger, because what I do is I skip right to putting myself in their shoes, and then I just feel bad for them. Oh. And I skip the anger.
That's very Dan Soder of you.
Okay.
That's what he does. Well, he doesn't want
to. Wait a minute. I need you to explain that to me. I can sit here and go, okay, and nod my head.
He turns the anger inward, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, it'd be like if we had a real conflict, which we didn't, I would be like, oh, well, Gary was having a bad day. I shouldn't have laughed at him. Now I feel bad for Gary.
No, you didn't do anything wrong.
Then I skip the anger.
And you're not Catholic?
And then they're like, you got to hold on to some anger.
Because you're not even feeling any. You're not feeling.
It's guilty. Right.
He's using empathy as a way to avoid confrontation.
Altruism.
Yeah. And heavy guilt. Mm-hmm. Heavy guilt.
Yeah.
So that's kind of serial killerish.
To avoid confrontation.
I'm kidding. I'd love it if you just killed you. For going no, and just cut your throat and then killed us all.
Yeah, they look for a way to like that's not confrontational, but he doesn't want to feel like a coward, so he'll just say like, oh, you know what? I'm the bigger person. He had a bad day. And that's his way of avoiding mixing it up, you know, or maybe
it's
confrontation when he was a kid. Probably
healthy.
It wasn't welcomed. Maybe, you
maybe
know?
He's bottling all it right. up. He's not expressing.
Well, the unhealthy part is guilt.
I'm going to give you an example, and I'm going to go around the room, and I'm going to just ask, what the fuck would you do?
Oh, I love okay? this.
Yeah,
this is a great fun game.
This should be the rest of the show.
Okay.
This is the show.
What the fuck would you do? Okay, here.
Let's not have what the fuck, because the other podcast is kind of a weird. What the heck would you do?
Don't worry. I'll spend 30 minutes up front on this podcast talking about me and how I'm fucked up, but it's kind of cool. Ixnay on the Mark Marinet. I'm just, you know, I don't know.
Trying to bring it back to silly.
Fucking flipping through.
That's what I do.
Flipping through.
That's me.
All right, forget it, Kelly. Fucking stepped on my thesaurus joke. Thesaurus?
Is that what it was?
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Stressed out. A lot of shit going on in your life. I mean, a lot of stuff. Baby. Moving. Selling.
Oh. So stressful.
All day. You spent Friday night doing shows. You come home. You the baby all night. The next night, you got to do a show. Drive to a gig. Come back. The next day, you wake up early. You jump in a car and you go upstate Westchester to look at towns and homes. And you really can't buy anything because you need the money in the bank from the house. So you're looking at these places that you love, but you can't get them. So you're looking at these great houses that you're not going to get. So it's frustrating. You drive all the way back. You got to park come into the city. You're going to park the car. There's like a, you know, you got the kid, you got the wife, you got the baby carriage, you got all the bullshit, the diaper bag, and you're pulling into a garage and other cars are pulling behind you and these guys are. And then you're rushing, and all of a sudden, and you're stressed out because you like to do shit. Yeah, I like to have a plan when you come back in the city. We're going to do this. You'll do that. I'm going to do this. You'll do that. I'll do this. Nice, smooth, boom. We'll meet over here, and then we'll go home. Everything's good. So you do all this shit. You pull up. Forget to get gas.
Oh, half. You rented a car. You
rented a car. $9 a gallon. That's $120.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. That's a, so you're like, the guy, he's not supposed to let you go. But the guy's nice enough to turn the car around, put it in the elevator, drop it back down, and let you go. Yeah. But you're pissed at yourself. You're fucking, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck, I got all it. You're stressed.
Yeah.
And then you get out.
And it's hard to find a gas station in this city.
Right. And you're a stressed out guy. You have a little. So you go find the gas station. You come back. You meet your wife and the baby. And you walk up. And your wife goes, do you have the keys? Do you have your keys? And you go, no. Do you have them? What? I don't know if I had them. I had them. I don't know if I have them. Do you? Are they in the fucking car? I don't know. Maybe. Now I got to go back in, tell the guy to bring it back down, and it's a fucking nightmare. You start to stress. What do you do? What do you do? I want to go to you first.
In regards to...
What do you do? What do you... Okay, let me give you the rest of the scenario. Let me give you this. Then all of a sudden your wife...
Well, this is you.
Hang on. Hang on.
Thinly veiled.
Hang on.
Nice one.
So then you all of a sudden, you go, what the... You're flipping out. You're snapping. And then... Your girl looks in the pocket right there, right in front of her. She's been sitting there for 20 minutes. Looks in the pocket, and they're right here. And now you're like, oh, your fucking heart, your chest is heaving. You're like, what the fuck? What would you do? What would you say to your girl?
I would start writing material about it, and then I would, and that's about
yeah,
it.
Skipping
but out no, it. No, I fucking panic. I fucking panic when I leave shit. It gets me all panicky because I like to, especially keys.
What would you say to her though? Would you say fuck it and just move on? Okay.
It depends if she was giving me any grief. If she was giving me any grief, I would get into it with her.
Okay.
But if she was like, I'm sorry, I found the keys right here, I'd be like,
all right. If she was like, look, it's no big deal. Stop. Why are you overreacting? Relax. If she told you to relax, which I fucking hate. Don't when I'm not snapping, don't tell me to relax.
More fist fights between guys have been started because one of the guys told the other guy to
relax
in the wrong tone.
Yeah, unless it's Freddy. Yeah. Relax, don't do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Freddy says relax and it makes understandable.
Don't do it. Nothing?
Don't understand.
Well, she also knows your button, so if she knows your button.
Knows that I'm a fucking, I get anxiety. My anxiety comes out in anger and rage and fucking frustration. You know I get stressed out easy. I have a lot on my plate. Gary, what do you do? I'm going to hold you. I want to go to Pat Dixon.
Yeah, what would I do?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I would, I think I'd just go, like, fuck, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, you're just enraged at that point. You know, and if she told me to relax, I'd definitely lose my shit.
You would?
Yeah, I'd be raising my voice.
I'm going to be her. I'm going to be her. You be you. So, forget. You know what? I found the keys right here. I got them.
What?
They're right here.
Oh, they're there.
Relax.
You got them in the pocket.
Relax. Relax.
Do I look fucking stressed to you?
And now I'm gonna
with my keys. I got my fucking.
Now I'm gonna roll my eyes and walk away.
Oh wow, yeah. That's like, the madder I get at my girlfriend, the more I raise my voice, the more fucking like straight she sounds. The more she's just very logical. Everything sounds very reasonable. Oh, you didn't think that I just wanted to? Oh, okay. You know, it's like no, that you're fucking. That's
you know why
aggressive.
They do that. Yeah,
passive
you know
aggressive.
Why they do that
because it fucks with you
in public. Everybody watching is looking you, and you're the fucking gorilla. And she's just trying to calm down the gorilla. Relax. It's okay.
Yeah, it's clear who's in charge. It's
right.
A power move.
Yeah, so when the cops show up, when you fucking snap her neck off, then you're like, I don't know. She was trying to relax him. She kept using the word relax, and he kept getting angrier and angrier.
Does she know that makes you mad when she says that?
Passive aggressive makes me
the
angry.
Eye roll. Yeah, I would have been mad at the eye roll.
What's the subtext of relax? Subtext of relax is you do this all the fucking time, and I'm not giving in to you. You're being like an animal.
It's like you're being unreasonable. Yeah. The eye roll says you're being unreasonable, and you're like, I'm not being unreasonable. We really needed to get to a time frame,
again.
And this was supposed to happen. And
it disregards your feelings when she says that.
Yeah.
Right.
Relax is like, no, act right. What the fuck is your problem?
It's also disregard the feelings.
You're unjustified.
Say relax. Relax me.
Damn.
That's a good point.
Mm. Straight up.
Well, then
Barry
what?
Goldman.
Then what? All right, I'm her. Relax. Relax.
No. Relax me.
I don't know what that means. What do you mean relax you? You're getting crazy. There's no need.
I'm very stressed right now.
Yeah.
I'm very upset.
Okay.
These are
okay.
difficult things.
Right.
I would like you to behave in a manner that will put me at ease.
I don't. I just said we didn't have the keys, and you started to flip out.
Well, that's what I do.
Well, you should relax. That's what I'm saying. That's what you should do.
How long have you known me?
I know, but you should relax.
When
you
we
should
were
learn.
Working at La Familia should, Giorgio's together. You should, did I have a short fuse?
You should learn to relax.
When I was a waiter,
I don't even
did
know.
I not?
Can we just go home? Can we just go home? The baby needs to go home.
Oof.
The baby needs to go.
We can now that what? You found the keys, you cunt.
Damn. Beautiful.
Straight to the C word.
I had a situation when I was back in
Boston. I almost, but if I was getting, I was getting Gary to where he was going to fucking really lay into me. Ooh. I could see it in your eyes. You were getting to the point where you didn't know what to do. We, me and you have the same thing. When we get backed into a corner is when we fucking just to get out of the corner.
That's where you find the holes in the wall. Of my apartments, my houses, my dorm rooms. That's
really
that's
you
where
punch walls.
Oh my god, I'm a wall puncher.
Really,
such a tacky,
that terrifies me.
Tacky thing. There, you look behind a number of pictures that were in my house, and there's my fist.
It sounds like you've usually gotten the better of the wall.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've always said this.
Because
I said
they're so cheap. I don't.
You
want
to see our relationship goes?
Places.
Go to the refrigerator, and put the girl. Let the girlfriend. Stand up against the refrigerator, and if you look around her head and there's a bunch of punch marks in the fridge, you know there's problems. You know what I mean? Because the fridge dense, is the yeah. best. You want to punch something? Punch a fridge because it's soft. It dents, which it looks like you hit it, but yeah. But it's soft. It has a nice soft
so
give.
It's durable.
Yeah. Ooh, a nice stainless steel.
Oh yeah.
Nice and yeah. fluffy.
You know what else yeah. is good? Those closets with the slats.
Oh.
You break right through those. You feel like the Hulk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are always good. And bathroom walls are good.
Or the chest, but, like her chest.
But I will say
tits.
Something.
It's soft but dense. Yeah. You
breaking,
can tell you hit it.
Putting a hole in the wall then always gave the woman I was with at the time ammunition. Look at you. Look, you're crazy. You're destroying your own home.
That's what I said. You know,
and
I got.
They just, they pile on.
I was wrong, though.
They don't know how to defuse. You may have been wrong,
I was
but why
wrong.
Aren't they defusing? Why aren't they know
because
she knows we, you.
Because we have to learn to fucking defuse ourselves. There has to be a time where we defuse it. We light the fucking fire. We know it's there. When in my brain, when am I going to grow up? It's a decision I make to argue in front of my child. It's not... I don't not have a choice. I have a choice to fucking argue in front of my child. And I'm deciding not to.
Yeah.
I'm totally not going to do it.
Where that comes from.
I also have the choice. I also have the choice when I'm frustrated and stressed out to stop what I'm doing and go, I'm frustrated and stressed out over something I have no control of. I don't have control over when... what house I'm going to get right now. I don't have control over where the keys are. I don't know. I can just find them. And if I have to go back in and say, can you please take my car down? I'm sorry. So be it. Yeah. I don't have fucking... The
serenity.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference that I will not mind be done. And I don't mean it in a religious way. It's the psychology behind that prayer. You don't. It's not God. It's the psychology behind it that can that is the realism that gets me through these things.
Yeah.
That I can say, look, I don't have. Who the fuck knows if Pat, if you're gonna be the next big thing, because
that's,
you,
yeah.
we know it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, no,
we, I mean, but
get that out. I'll take the hypothetical. That's the famous. I have to say I agree with Gary though because like it is ultimately I agree with you, Robert, that it's our responsibility to soothe ourselves. That's all we can do. Soothe yourself. If you can't soothe yourself, if it's not my problem, then yeah. then there is no solution, right? But it's so easy. To soothe would be so easy.
Yeah.
It's such a better choice. Instead of like yeah. getting confrontational with me,
now.
You should feel bad that the keys were here the whole time.
You know what?
You
know you what
should
I,
feel some remnant
yeah.
of like, oh,
beat
I'm sorry. I stressed you out
you know
so
what
much
I said?
And the keys were right here. I'm so sorry. That was her line, and she blew her line.
you know what I said?
Right. She was wrong. You should have been infuriated.
Do you know what I said? You know what I said to her? The argument on the way home was, you know who I am. You know.
Yeah.
You know that I have anxiety, and my anxiety comes out through anger. That's how I'm trying. Look it. And then I try to explain to her. I go, look, I used to fuck things. I used to punch things and break things and scream at the top of my lungs.
Smoke things.
And smoke things.
And drink
okay?
things.
Right. I don't do that now. I eat bad. But I'm sitting here telling you face to face that what you did fucked me up. What you did set off my fucked up shit. I have anxiety. I get stressed out. I have the weight of the world on my shoulders right now. Okay? I'm trying to get through it with you. I love you. I care about you. And when you do that, all you had to do was not talk. Look for the keys. You would have found them, and we were not here right now. Just look. Don't say, do you have your keys? I don't know where the keys are. Do you know where the key? Don't put me through this real life. That's like listening to my fucking booking agent when I say, look, I want $100 more for the flight, and I got to listen, type the letter. Robert said he needs 100 more for flight. Last time, get the fuck off the phone. Go do your job. I don't want to listen to you do your fucking job. Just do it.
Yeah, and don't make me the bad guy.
Yeah,
I'm asking for $100. You asked for the $100.
For your guy.
You're my advocate.
Yeah. Yeah, not saying Bobby point, says so
yeah.
I don't get mad at him.
You're my advocate.
That's shitty.
Covering your ass. That's
Fuck am I asking you for? I'm asking you for a favor.
Bobby, but like, what would you do if you were doing a podcast and you really needed to go to the toilet, but there was a no number two rule in the bathroom?
You have to shit?
Oh, Kelly.
Dude,
Jesus Christ.
No,
oh, my
gross.
God. You have to shit?
Well, I just need number twos.
Hang on.
It's bad, but we have a no poo rule in the toilet.
That's only for men.
It's getting worse.
Go take a shit.
Okay.
Hang on one second.
We always do it because...
Kelly's going
to
shit. Kelly's going
to
shit.
Because I would have been...
I won't be able to concentrate.
That's what I mean. And I didn't want anyone to feel uncomfortable because you knew I'd be in there.
No, stop right now. Look at me. Stop. It's fine.
I never assume a girl's in there shitting.
Listen.
If a girl's in there for 20 minutes, I don't think she's shitting.
I
think she
could
left the room.
Dude,
we would be thinking about
be
her
in
her bowel movements.
I'd rather do coke.
I could be a minute. I could be 10 minutes. I have like really bad IBS like forever, so I never know.
Wow.
Even the initials gross me out, IBS.
Jeez.
Because I immediately translated
it into
irritable bowel.
Gary, if you want me to go downstairs, I will go downstairs.
I want you to go downstairs. Please.
You're not going downstairs. You're going to go in the bathroom and use the shitter.
There's two doors. We're not going to.
Matches?
No, I've got
candles.
Just, I don't want to smell your shit and perfume. Oof. You're a fucking awful flower.
I think this is the first
Australian.
Time.
No, I'm talking.
Sorry.
Duty.
I don't want to smell your flowery Australian perfume.
Okay.
And shit. Just, I'd rather smell shit.
Okay.
All right, well, hurry up. Go.
I'm going.
You bringing your iPad with you?
Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
Because I didn't want you to make fun of me if I was gone too long.
I don't know. I was
that's bad.
Yeah, you wouldn't want everybody to know you were taking a dump.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know
she
what
was trying to distract us by announcing that bowel movement.
I don't even know what to say, guys. I apologize. Wow. I do. As guests on my show.
This is a low point.
I really apologize.
Bobby.
Yeah.
My brother. You don't have to apologize to me.
I think it's disgusting. Now that everybody in here is thinking about her. Fucking dirty, smushed up asshole.
Wrecked asshole.
You know she waited tables today? And she didn't shower? So she's got that yellow mustardy stuff around her asshole?
Oh, God.
And now she's going to take a
I've
shit?
I've never even seen yellowed mustardy stuff around an asshole.
No, that's just from not showering and waiting tables?
Yeah. It's called deli mustard.
Is it French's or Golden's?
It's Golden's.
Oh, it's all specked. That's the duty.
Yeah. Now she's in there right now. She's trying to push it out. The first
vein.
One came out nice. The first one came out nice. Now the last couple are like, oh, fuck. She's got a grumble in her stomach.
Up until 16 years ago, Bob didn't even know that women went poo.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
What was that joke?
Oh, killed.
What
was it?
It was
a beautiful joke. I don't know anything about women. I didn't even know up until a few months ago. I never knew women pooed.
Yeah.
And then you would say, because you never hear a woman say, I got to take a shit. I got to take a, Allison, I got to wag the tail like Lassie.
Yeah, it's always I got to pee. I got to wee wee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never heard a girl say, oh, I got to take a shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to wag a tail like Lassie. I'll be right back. Hold the sandwich for me.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, man, I think this, I'm 40 fucking two, and I still get mad. I still get mad, and I don't get it. I thought, I really wanted to be above my anger by now. Like, I wanted to be able to control my emotions better by now. I think I'm doing an all right job. You know what I mean? Because I'm not in jail. I'm not, you know, but look, I got into a fight a few weeks ago. Somebody came at me, and, you know, they were in the wrong. They came at me, and I wish I could be the guy that goes, you know what? This is stupid. I'm not getting it. Whatever. And just leave.
I'm too old for this shit.
I'm too old for it, but I'm also too smart for this.
Yeah.
I'm too smart. What are we going to roll around?
Yeah.
Are we going to roll? Even if I beat you, I'm going to feel like shit. God forbid you get into a fight with somebody. You know what happens? I push you. You hit your head. You snap your neck. You get brain damage. Yeah. I'm in jail.
Con Air.
Anything. But anything.
Right? It's the plot to Con Air.
Well, I don't know if it's the plot.
Wow.
It was a B plot.
Incident.
Yeah. It was some subtext. I don't think the plot was.
Yeah, but the reason the good guy is in prison.
Bad guy is really good guy who helps save good guy from bad guy.
Yeah.
That's the plot.
Yeah.
But that was subtext driving the main character.
Right.
Yeah, but you never know. Look, any way you cut it, a fight, a physical altercation with somebody, it's not going to end well.
What was it about, Robert? What was the fight about?
So I didn't know this, but apparently somebody didn't like me. You know, that's the worst. When you talk about resentment, a lot of people aren't healthy enough to know what a resentment is. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know resentments exist, okay? And they just live with them like tickets. And they hold on to them, and they hold on to them, and they hold on to them for life. And then they wait until they turn one of those tickets in, until they snap on you, until you say something to do. Like, hey, I said hi to this guy for years. Friendly, nice. I didn't know he secretly didn't like me or felt uncomfortable around me. He never even said, you know what, you, where I could know. If somebody tells me that I've done, if somebody snaps on me or tells me they don't like me, I stay away. I don't fuck with people I don't like. I don't talk to you. I don't walk up and bust your balls if I don't like you. I do not talk to you. I say hi and bye, and that's what you get until I get to know you. And then I call you a fucking idiot with a shitty haircut. You know what I mean? But people I don't know, I don't really talk to, but this person actually apparently didn't like me. Apparently had something, a resentment or a grudge.
Was this Todd Barry?
No. It was a family member.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
Jealousy.
So what sparked him coming out?
We were sitting there having dinner and something happened, and then all of a sudden, he was saying shit that just didn't make sense, and I thought he was kidding, but it wasn't. And then I just started, and then it got a little too far, and then I backed up. I was like, you know what, this is stupid. So I just started joking around with it, like, hey, yeah, fuck it. I suck dick. I don't care. Whatever. I'm an idiot. You know, like, let's just move on type shit.
Yeah.
Joking. Like, let's have fun.
Yeah.
And you know, it just fucking, nope. Apparently, this guy, what I learned, just didn't like me. Had a problem with me. And then he left and then came back in the room running up to my face, inches away. Let me tell you something. And I stood up and I went, what are you going to do? And then...
Was this in front of other people?
In front of, my family.
Wow.
Jeez. At the family table.
Holy crap. Did anybody get in to protect you or settle it?
Yeah.
Or?
No. Well, he pushed me. He took his hands and pushed my face.
What?
Oh, my God.
And this is funny, too. After... Whoa. He alleged, says he chest bumped me, which who cares?
Yeah.
Either
hands
one.
On the face,
you got physical,
chest,
you
bump.
Son of a bitch.
You know, you got physical. So I don't, the fact that you're trying to, yeah. I didn't do this versus that is fucking crazy to me. Mm. So fuck it. That,
well,
that
chest
means,
bump is a huge difference from a face push.
It's not. Because
no,
here
it's
it is.
Huge.
No, it is at a bar. It's not at a family table in front of
any physical.
In front of it's not at a family gathering. It's not at the table. It's not in front of my baby. In front of my pregnant sister. You don't fucking touch somebody. You don't lay hands on people. You do not fucking lay hands on people.
Nuts.
In front at
but,
a family.
But a chest bump is no hands.
Good point. All right, soccer. All right. Fucking but, European shithead.
Let me just say this is. This is a non-Jewish problem. I've never heard of anything like this.
Well, here's the thing.
A Jewish home.
He's a Jew.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Half.
Oh. Now, the other half.
Getting to the real
the
problem.
Just the good half.
But here's the thing. Is that
which
like
half, father or mother?
I don't know. I forget. All right, but here's the thing. Matter. Is I push, you know, I push back real violent.
Good for you. Did you knock him down?
Well, you know, I pushed back real violent. He hit his head. And then, you know, we started going at it. And then people broke it up. And then
they should have broken it up before anything happened.
Here's the thing is that I think he went in the other room and talked to my mom or somebody, and they kind of revved him up because he didn't go into the room and come get cocked. He wasn't calmer. He came. He was more heated. Mm. But here's the thing
they
is
probably
that
talked, probably told him to relax.
Probably.
But here's the thing is, you know, it's like, what the fuck, man? Whatever I did verbally, or you don't like me, let me know you don't like me. Because number one, I won't invite you to when I go buy $120, $30 worth of Chinese food. I won't invite you over.
Sure, you can eat your Chinese.
Yeah.
Food.
Number two, I won't come there when you're there. I will avoid you. I will stay out of your world.
Yeah.
Out of respect.
I
want
to know when you're coming to see our mother.
You know what I mean? Though I would respect the family. Now I lost. I'm done. I'm done. I will not go back to that house. I will never. My wife doesn't feel safe at that house because now she has to worry about me, whether I win or lose. Here's the deal. Here's the scenario.
You can't win.
I can't win, but here's the scenario. Okay, he beats the shit out of me. I wake up in the hospital just sad because now it's like, what the fuck, right? I knock him the fuck out. It's just sad. But here's the worst scenario. Somebody really gets hurt. Somebody could die. Mm. I could have, when I pushed him and he hit his head, I could have really hurt him. And I could be in jail.
Yeah.
After all I've done, after all I've fucking been through, after all the shit I went through, all the years of fucking meetings and 30 years sobriety.
Yeah.
I'm finally married in love
and, you undo
and have
it
a son
over a spot
and I
like that.
I undo it. I undo everything over something I didn't know existed because of a conversation that someone didn't like and they had a resentment against me.
And this tragic flaw that you have, this rage, this. Yeah.
Right. So I stand up and I go, hey, I'm out of here. I'm not dealing with this. Whatever, dude. You're yelling at me. I'm going to go. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to walk. I don't know what you're doing, dude. I don't know what you're saying. You're screaming in my ear. We're just going to leave. Okay. Better man. But I can't do it. I can't find my way there.
Well, you know, I mean, it's tough, man. That's a hard place
also,
to get to.
You
know?
There's a reaction and there's an instinct you know, you're a tough guy.
I think you can get there, though. I've seen you before, like, talk to people where you're really calm and you're the one going, listen, I'll tell you what. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
In that when it becomes violent, especially in my mom's house, where I've been violent before,
you've been taught,
where I've known, you know what I mean. It's not an unfamiliar place for me to be attacked. So when I got attacked, my instincts just kicked in. And if they weren't there, someone was going to get hurt. It was either going to be him or me.
Yeah,
you know yeah. You know,
there's a vibe to that house. There's history.
You know what I mean? I mean,
I'm curious what your vibe on him was before that night. You just indifferent?
Yeah, I mean, look, man, he was. You know, I didn't
know
him.
What
I
his
didn't,
what his beef?
Beef.
You know, what's funny is that his beef with me was the same beef my mother had with me.
Oh.
So I feel like
you know what your mother does a thing that my mother does.
What's that?
Sides against me. Sides
my mother,
against me.
My mother, yeah. that's
That hurts.
Yeah. Oh.
That's
the worst. I didn't even know that it was an issue until my therapist, Alan Lefkowitz, pointed it out.
I didn't think mothers would do it.
And then I saw it on The Sopranos, too. Who did she side with? It's obviously an elevated thing. She has her own son murdered, almost. But my mother will side with whoever is there.
Yeah, man. They express a preference. It's easy for them to do. Because they know it works. It makes you do things that they want you to do or something. It causes a result. It gives them power. It's like you're a puppet.
Parents,
all they got to
do
is go.
But here's the thing.
They shouldn't badmouth their kids.
Here's the thing.
Of course they shouldn't.
That's Gary or Gary's Mr. Me.
When you disagree with them and you call them on their shit, you're the asshole. You're the one, you're an asshole. You're not easy to be around. Nobody really likes you. Everybody's gonna walk on eggshells when you're around. No, you do because I don't let you get away with fucking doing what you want. Yeah. I say no to you,
and that fucking aggravates
you because you don't get to treat me the way you treated me my whole life. I finally stood up and took care of myself and said no, don't do that, don't do this, no, don't do that, don't call me that. Don't do this to my wife. Don't do this. And you get, that's walking on eggshells to you because you don't get to be the fucking asshole everybody else allows you to be.
Yeah.
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 I moved out when I was 16. I was in jail at 13. So from 13 to 16, I was in and out of rehabs and foster homes and jails. At 16, I fucking left. I haven't been back since. Basically, from first to sixth grade, you took care of me. And then I fucking did it on my own.
Yeah.
I don't got an allowance. I never got a fucking penny. I didn't get shit.
No more shines.
You know what I'm saying? So it's...
13.
It's like, I don't know what the fuck I owe you. Except, you know, I sat there and the three nights before I bought all this food and I cooked and I barbecued for everybody and I came and I just said, thank you for taking care of my family while I was away. This is what it's all about. Sitting down at a table, having some good food and with your family.
Yeah.
This is really great. I'm glad I can do this. 4 days later, I'll never be back to that house again. It's over. When she came back in and blamed me.
Of course.
You know, she said you're a bully. And people have to walk around on eggshells around you.
Wow.
Yeah, but he physically touched me. He physically came in and attacked me.
Yeah, and you're the bully.
In the house. He came in and yelled at me and then physically attacked me. I didn't do anything to be touched. I didn't do anything to be threatened. Physically, in front of my fucking kid. What the fuck? What? Well, you should have known better.
Wow.
So what do I do? I let him just hit me and wind up in the hospital? I don't know what the next step is after somebody chest bumps me, hits me, whatever the fuck it is. You physically did. I don't know. I have to react because every time I didn't before, I wound up hurt.
As infuriating as the mother who supports her murdering kid and swears up and down he didn't do anything, I'll take that over the mother who undermines me and takes everybody else's side and say, well, if he's under arrest, he must have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I had that girl that tried to murder me a few years ago.
You did?
Yeah, and this cop, when I broke up with her, I didn't want to have anything to do with her. She claimed that I had some naked pictures of her. She called my parents' house, and she stole the number off the cell phone to begin with. And right. She calls my dad, and she goes, look, I don't want any problems. I don't want anything. I just want the pictures of myself back. They're a little embarrassing, compromising. You know what I mean. And my dad's like, oh, really? Okay. And this is a woman who is stalking me at this point. Ugh. And so he calls me up. He goes, yeah, she says she's got some pictures. You've got some pictures of hers? I'm like, Dad, she's just saying that. I don't have any pictures. He's like, Pat, for real? Really? Do you have those photos? He wouldn't let go of it. Would not let go of it. He thought one conversation with this girl, and I'm holding
that's
naked
incredible.
Pictures.
That's incredible.
Yeah, right.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah. Oh. And then I'm going to, like, deny it now to him. You know?
What
like,
did we do? What the fuck did we do? I don't know what the fuck. I get that I was.
Well, how was your mother raised? What kind of support did she get from her parents?
I don't know.
My mother was verbally, physically abused. She's a nightmare. Considering what she went through, she's a great mother.
But she's a great. My mother's a great mother to my baby brother and baby sister, my step baby brother and baby sister, and they're really good. My sister called me up, my older sister, who was the same boat as me, and said, you're the only family member I feel comfortable around because you're the only one I don't have to explain what happened.
Wow.
She says, yeah. You know
it validates
what happened.
How you feel. And I have nobody in my family like that.
She said to me, she goes, I'm sorry. I said, for what? I'm your older sister. I should have protected you, and I didn't. I just protected myself.
How did that make you feel?
I felt like shit.
Really?
I felt like shit, but in a good way, but I felt sad because my sister had that on her shoulders, and she didn't because I felt the same way. I feel bad that a fucking kid, has been carrying that around. That affects who you are. That affects your character. That affects the decision you make. That affects what type of people you have, how far you go in this world.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. If I had people who believed in me.
I say that to my wife all the time. I just need one other person to believe me as much as I believe in myself.
Yeah.
And I can do everything.
Yeah.
That's it.
You can tell in our profession. The guys, I could tell you exactly what kind of family members they had. They had somebody around them, no matter what they said or did, it was the funniest, the smartest, the brightest. Ugh.
Here's the thing, too. My wife came in the other night, and I don't.
That's not true for me.
What do you mean?
Nobody.
Wait, what?
There was nobody who championed you or believed in you or thought that your shit was ice cream or anything. Proverbial ice cream.
Not mustard.
I guess maybe my dad, you're right.
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo. You got a dad? Oh, good for you. I got four. How you doing? Joe, you have a good family.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You have a good family, and you're still fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, my family's fucked up, too, and not in the ways that we're talking about right now, though. I don't really got any affection for my dad.
You don't have what?
I never got any affection for my dad.
Well, look at you.
At all. Bobby, that's insensitive.
Is it a girl? Is it a boy? What do I do?
You're hard to hug.
Do I take him shopping? Your do I take him to the baseball field? What
I
the
bought
fuck?
Him a football for his birthday. He decorated it.
It's like, all right. My chick came in to me the other night. She goes,
"Your wife."
My wife. I spent years making her, preparing her for, because this a fucking. It's me and you. That's it. It's me, you, and the kid now. That's it. Our world is this fucking big. That's it. And then we choose whoever else is in our lives. It's a goddamn privilege that we give them. It really is. It's a fucking privilege. I choose you to be in my family's life. That's it. So if you are, if you abuse that, you're gone. Because it means something to me. If it doesn't mean something to you, you're gone. Fuck you. Because it's a very special place to be. I've worked my ass off to create an environment in my house. Like Dan Soda came by a couple weeks ago, just stopped by. He was in the area. Came in, sat down. We all just a nice, we all, like the kid, the wife, he held the baby. We had a lot of laughs. We watched some TV. We had some iced tea, blah, blah, blah. It's a nice environment. It was fun. It was cool. Stop the fuck by. I created that. That's mine. If you're going to be a part of that, you have to respect that. And it goes for your family members too. It's okay. It's okay,
to break off whole pieces of your family and throw them in the garbage. I totally agree.
Not. I don't think you throw them in the garbage. I think you. It's okay not. It's okay to go. I'm going to take a break from you.
Yeah, sure.
And it's okay to go back.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to my two older brothers in 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's great. You set a boundary that way, and now they know. Like, you teach people how to treat you,
Yep.
And if you fuck with me, there's going to be a huge explosion. Now you know that. Step back a little bit.
And they, what they call walking on eggshells is actually being thoughtful, polite, and thinking before
Common
you
courtesy,
say things
right.
that are undermining or sarcastic or rude or cruel. Or
they don't want to be called on their shit. Yeah. I want to be called on my shit. That's the difference. After this whole thing, my father...
You on your shit your entire life.
My stepfather, who's just a sweet guy, really, Larry, great guy, he called me the next day. All of a sudden it was 99% his fault and 98% his fault and 2% my fault. I go, I don't understand. Yeah. Bob, the other night with Dawn and, I was kind of... She did something with the kid and I didn't like it. I said, look... I don't like when you do this. I don't know how many fucking times I got to say it. Don't do this with the kid. It makes me nervous. It was something with the kid, the way he was lying with the dogs. The dogs, that's it. I don't want the dogs sitting on the couch near the kids. They're small dogs. I don't want the feet, and they'll jump over the kid's face and take his eye out by accident. Right. I have a scratched cornea from 10 years ago when Kelby just ran at my face to get a toy that was behind me, and he hit my eye, and it still fucks with me to this day. I don't want my kid to have some dead gray eye baby because fucking Kelby was trying to get a fucking piece of bacon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Keep your dogs away from people. Yeah, that's a common courtesy.
Keep my dogs. Get the dogs away from the baby. Do not. And she's sitting there with two dogs right around. I'm like, Dawn, what the fuck? How many fucking? All right. So you don't listen to me because that's a sign of disrespect. When you say yes and continually do what you said you wouldn't do, it's a sign to me of disrespect. And the reason why you do it is there's no consequence. There's no consequence. You say yes, you do it again. I say don't do it, you do it again. What happens?
Well, she disagrees with you, but she's not telling you that she disagrees.
No, she does agree with me. The fact is that it's like I got mad, and then he brought this up as it was like, that made me uncomfortable. You know, okay, I agree with you. I don't want to talk. I shouldn't have talked to Dawn like that in front of you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree. You're right.
But that has nothing to do with
nothing to fucking
you.
Do. Do not. I was like, are you kidding me? You're giving me 2% of physical violence?
Larry.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you just go, hey, man, look, that made you uncomfortable. Sorry. This is our private business. So the conversation is over and that's it. Right?
Yeah. Look, you know what? But here's the thing is I owned it. I was like, you know what? You're right. I've worked on that with Alan. I need to not talk the tone that I have. I have a tone problem. Seriously, like, I had a girl the other day said something to her. I went, what? And she went, oh, my God. I go, look, I have a tone problem. I just don't. I'm used to going, what, my whole life? What? I have to learn to say, excuse me. It's just the way I am. I have a tone problem.
That might be a Boston thing, too.
It might be. It might be something where I grew up. It might be just the way. But I'm working on that. You know what I mean? I do have. I'll agree with that. Bring it on. I'll own my shit.
Yeah.
You will not get me on saying that I do something. If I am wrong, I will admit it. You can't get me on that because I want to be healthy. I'm not going to sit here and try to be an unhealthy person to teach you a fucking lesson. I don't want my kid to grow up like I grew up. I want him to have self-esteem. I want him to like himself no matter what. I will try my best, which I know, I hope I don't fail, but I know I'll fail in some way. I'm going to try my best to let him love himself and so that he can know that no matter what he does, he can come to me and I am there for him. I'll do my best to do that. And I don't know if it's going to work out, but that's my goal. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen, but that's my goal, to let him know that he can always count on me.
At least you're trying. Do you think our parents ever went to therapy to try to figure out how to raise them?
You know what therapy is for that generation? Can we just forget about it?
Yeah.
We have to talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
You're soft.
Yeah.
Why do you have to bring that up?
Drag that all up.
You live in the past.
God, really?
Yeah. I live in the shit past that I can't let go of because it haunts me. It weighs on me every day because I don't know how to make a fucking decision in my life because I'm fucked up and I never had guidance.
Yeah. So you second guess yourself.
Yeah.
Here's where it'll get you is you're a perfect dad to your son and then he like starts being a dick to you for some reason and then you're like, why are you being a dick to me? I've been a perfect dad. That might be where that might be where you have a conflict.
Well, not only that, but whose dogs are they? Is this guy's dogs?
They're my dogs.
Oh, they're your dogs?
Yeah, they're our dogs.
Oh, okay.
Don't let the dogs on the fucking bed. Don't let the dogs on the couch near the baby. That's my rule. Because I know that things are going to happen. I know you can't live a perfect life, but I don't want to. I just don't want it to happen. I don't even mad at the dog for nothing he did. It's our fault. Everything is our fault. If the dog hurts the baby, it's our fault because we let the dogs on the fucking near the baby. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
But when Who let the dogs out?
Oof, oof, oof.
But when you hear a guy like put, you know, like explaining to his wife the way things need to be, that's when you need to step off. It's none of your business.
Well,
none of your business. I don't care if you're family or whatever. Shut up. Let that work itself out. To the point of where you're not grabbing her by the collar.
So funny, though. My mother's screaming at him the next day. You know, where were you? Where were you? I come all the way home. You're supposed to be here. You're not even here. You're out buying friggin' scratch. What the hell? Screaming at him. I could bring that up. I could. Way my mother. What about the way my mother talks to you in front of me?
How you learned.
And my kid.
Yeah.
That makes you uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Where did I get it from? But notice what I did. You're right. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to talk to my wife in that way. I want to be able to go, look, there should be a consequence. You did that again, and you know what? I'm done with this. I'm taking over. If I see you with the baby and the dogs, I'm taking the baby away from you, and I'm not having this. And then that's a consequence because she's gonna have to deal. What are you doing? I'm taking the baby. Look what you did. Oh, I fucked up. Deal with it. You know what I mean? My wife isn't an asshole. My wife, she apologized for the key thing. She got it. She understood it. She's passive aggressive, but she understands why. She had a bad life too. She had older brothers. She learned to be passive aggressive because she couldn't be aggressive because she was a girl. Mm. You understand?
Yeah.
So we're kind of conflicting with each other, but you know, but she gets it, and she'll admit it, and we'll talk about it. But I don't want to do it. I don't want to argue in front of my baby. I don't want to have tone in front of my kid. And those are decisions you make. And that stuff I learned from people.
But that's something to
aspire
to.
Ooh, yeah. Bob Kelly with
the
big word.
You really pulled that out. I couldn't think of it.
I know.
Aspire. It's an aspiration.
It is.
But
as
it
means
to
100% aspire.
At least you tried.
Well, look, I know I'm not going to be the perfect dad. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, the passive-aggressive girls are bad because when you meet them at first, they just seem real agreeable.
Yeah.
And later on, you figure out, oh, you're fucking with me intentionally. Got it.
Yeah, the eye roll. Look, you know, why are you doing this? You motherfucker. I go, look, I don't snap on people to snap on people. I'm not fucking a lunatic. When I snap, it's because somebody did something to me. I'm defending myself. Yes, it's the wrong way. I do the wrong thing when I don't need to defend myself all the time. But that's a reaction to something that was done to me that I don't think was just. Okay? Mm-hmm. So what the fuck did you do? First, let's start with what you did to make me do this. Let's just go back before me. Yes, what I said when I called you an asshole in public in front of the Thai restaurant with a baby carriage and a baby and a crying, that was wrong. Yeah.
Of all the places.
Okay, but what did you do before that? Okay, let's deal with that. Let's start there. I'll admit that I'm wrong down here, but let's start here and then get to me. And let's fix it all. You too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Who the fuck is that?
Sounds like Dad's home.
That's... The temerity.
Wow, what a
this
word.
Is not your podcast. He used the word temerity on my show. Mm-hmm. That mic works. We were just talking about the frustration of, you know, too. I mean, being married and the fights and the fucking, I just, you know, the arguments, but also, you know, family. It's okay not because they're family, they still have to deserve to be in your life. Just because they're family doesn't mean they can treat you like shit.
Yeah.
Just because they're family doesn't mean they can walk all over you. At this stage of the game, you can say, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Even though you're family, you're done. I'm taking a break. That's okay.
Yeah. It's a tough call.
It's a tough call, but I think it's a hard thing to do because it fades easy with family. The anger and the frustration goes away real quick because you want to go back to the barbecues and the picnics and the fucking Christmases.
And you want your son to have a grandma.
Yep. You do. You, of course. But you got to understand that he'll be all right without one, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe better off.
Maybe.
What kind of grandmother is your mother?
Huh?
What kind of grandmother is your mother?
I don't know.
Does she have a tone problem?
I do. I was telling her I have a tone problem.
You have a tone problem.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Like, we all know that, Robert.
So, what? Oh, sorry.
Kelly knows it better than anybody.
But yeah, it's I don't know how she would. I mean, she was cool when I was there, but you know, it's the little things. Like I said, it's the things that you say. You know, like I said, I'm a bully to my mother because I say I don't let her get away with her shit.
Yeah.
I don't want you feeding the kid. The bottle's empty. Don't do that. Give him the pacifier because he's sucking air.
But they think I spent
$10 on these bottles. Because they don't put air into the kid, and I give gas drops and all this stuff because the kid has gas problems. Now you're just letting him suck on air, which is fucking everything that we've done for the last two. Don't do that. He's fine. No, that's not the response.
Yeah.
The response is, ooh, what am I doing? Well, that's because I don't want to give him gas. I'm sorry. Where's the pass? What do I do?
Well, don't ever expect your mother to respect your boundaries. Never.
Never.
That's not what they do.
Never. Why?
Because I don't know. They're used to
it. Because they've done
it
before, and they think they know better.
Because they wiped your ass. They think that gives them a ticket to say anything forever.
But I don't get it. I don't get it. It's like, look, I'm 40 fucking two. This is my kid. You have to respect how I want to raise him or feed him or change whatever.
They're set in their ways, and they're arrogant. These mothers.
They're not focused on shit like boundaries. You know what I mean? That doesn't occur to them. They don't know what a boundary is. If you said, like, you don't respect boundaries, what?
Yeah.
You know, they don't get it.
Yeah, the only way you're going to be happy with her in your life is if you're like, okay, these are the shitty things about my mom.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just accept those shitty things.
I've tried. I have.
Yeah, but
I honestly,
she's at an age where you could change them. My mother's 80 years old. There's
no
changing it.
Dude, there's no. My mother's 60. There's no changing it.
Really?
Dude, at 50 or 40, there's no changing them. Not that generation. That generation does not change. That generation forgets and moves on and accepts. That's it.
So
that's
we,
it.
Should we just throw up our hands and we accept it?
Dude, look, you know what she said to me one day, and it made sense to me? She goes, I don't know why you try. I'm never going to change.
Wow.
That's what she said.
Gee whiz, man.
Robert, who can change?
I think we can. I think you have. You have in the last.
You've changed.
You went from.
Bob
you
Kelly
went,
changed.
You went from.
I can change. You can change. We all can change.
We can all change. It's about change.
It's hard.
Adrian!
Yeah, it's hard. That's why they call
it. It's very hard, but you've done it. You've done it. You've fucking done it. You were the man who said, do not get married. You're a fool for getting married. You were the man who said, you're a fool for having a kid. Do not do this. Now you're married with two kids.
No. I said, you should not get married.
Oh, okay.
I was not passing on marriage.
You said always dress professionally.
You totally misunderstood me. I was a comment on you and what I do about you. I always knew I'd get
Don't
married
work,
with kids.
Go to work dressed like a schlub, you said. But now look at you.
Now look at me. Hey. I'm wearing basically the same thing as you, but you look great.
I'm
not working.
I do not believe that. I believe people do change. You have changed.
Yes.
You're not the same guy you were when I first met
you're
you 10 years ago.
When I first met you, I don't even think you knew my name.
No, I'm shy. I'm shy.
Yeah, see? You're more outgoing.
I haven't changed. No, now that I know you.
Yeah, but you're a better guy. You're a better person. You're more open emotionally than you used to be.
Yeah, we're seeing it from the outside.
Okay. I saw you cry.
You're misinterpreting it. What you're feeling as change is just the fact that I've gotten comfortable with you guys.
No.
So I'm
are you comfortable?
You've wised up. You've evolved.
You have evolved. You've evolved. Yeah, you're not the same idiot you used to be. I mean, unless there's stuff you're doing in the back room that we don't know about.
There's two kinds of change. One is whatever change that happens as you get older for wisdom and age and the change in your brain cells and
accidental
your hormones.
Accidental change, right?
No, just the change. People do change as they get older, for sure. What you're talking about, though, is actually a conscious decision to change your personality in some way.
I think you do.
I don't know
I
if
think
that's
you,
possible.
I
possible.
Think
it's very slight.
I don't think it's your personality. I don't think your personality and traits, behaviors are two different things. Behaviors that you've created over the years to protect yourself has nothing to do with who you are. I think that you can change these behaviors, these defense mechanisms. You can change who you are at the core. Your personality is something different. Okay, the bad things about you aren't necessarily part of you. Okay? And look it, I used to drink. I used to drug. I've changed that. I used to smoke 2 packs a day. I've changed that. I used to be more angry. I used to get into fights. I've changed that. I don't get physical as much.
Not as much.
Well, I don't. I haven't gone to a fight in 10 years. You know what I mean? I react to somebody touching me.
Yeah.
But I don't. I would never think 20 years ago that would be the what the fuck? Fuck you. Now it's not. I would never even imagine doing that.
So then maybe the only way your parents will ever change is by something kind of what you're doing. When their child finally says, that's it, I'm done with you.
Consequence.
And then the parent has to realize,
consequence.
I'm kind of hitting rock bottom as a parent here.
Yeah, consequence. But maybe not, too. And I think both things are okay.
Yeah.
I think that if, you know, like, I feel some sense of relief. I feel freedom. You know? My mother always said, why don't you just come home? Just come home. Come home, forget about this. Just come home and cut hair with me. Get the house next door. But mom, I'm trying to become a stand-up comedian. I have a dream. I think I can achieve it. I think I can do it. I think I can become a real comic. Just Mark, can you stop saying that? Years, fucking years.
Which really all that means is I don't really believe you can do it.
Yeah,
that's all that means.
And then it gets to the point
where it's a nice way of saying that.
Then it gets to the point where it's like, look, can you not say that anymore? Because it fucks with me. Because it makes me know that you don't believe. I believe it. Look at all the stuff I have. I tell everybody how that's not what I'm talking about. You're telling me to give up.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I'm home. We've had this conversation. Don't do that. I don't want to hear it. I don't care what you. I don't care the reason. Don't do it. I don't want to hear it. I'm sitting there. Why don't you just come home?
Oh, my God.
In my head, I just went, all right. There you go. I can't engage that because it's lunacy. I can engage you in an argument if you say something fucked up to me because I know you care. I know you care about our friendship enough to work through it in an honest way. That whether a day from now or that second or weeks, you'll actually go, I fucked up. You'll own what you do. I know that you'll do the same thing. I've done it. Like I said before, you can't fuck with me because I will own my shit. I will be as honest as I possibly can for me, not for you, because I can't lie to myself. If I know I fucked up, I have to say sorry for me because I'm trying to be this type of person. I'm not trying to be the old me. I'm trying to be this new me. And that's the bullshit that I used to do. But you can't do it. I won't engage with my mom. I won't even do it. I'm done.
She says, why don't you just move home? Why don't you say, because I would hate that. That'd be the worst thing I ever did. I would regret it every moment that I was over there, and I'm never going to do that because I don't want to live next door to you. Okay. Don't you understand
an
that?
That's an insane idea. You then want him to regress. He's 42 years old.
Are you out of your wife mind?
Here's the thing.
You know, things you're
then I would get... Then, what?
Bad advice.
What?
His advice was bad.
No, it's very direct communication is what that is.
Escalate it.
That doesn't escalate anything.
I'll tell you what.
She'll never bring it up again.
You do not engage. Yeah, she will.
No, she enjoys making you angry. That's what it is. She enjoys making you angry.
But here's the thing. Ready?
Uh-huh.
If I did that with her, I would be like, I would hear from everybody, why did you say that to mom? Why did you say that? Yeah, but here's the thing. I learned, believe me, I've done it all. I've had those arguments. I've said it. What you don't engage. If you engage with that type of person, you will never win. You will never, ever, ever win because there's always a way out if they're not dealing in the truth. Well, if they're not in reality, there's always a back door. There's no back door for me. If you're actually going to be honest about what you did wrong or what they did, if you're really coming from your heart, mm-hmm. psychologically, mm-hmm. from a healthy place, sometimes there's no back door. You just got to, I fucked up. What I did was wrong. Mm-hmm. That's it. You understand? When
right.
people like that don't do that, there's always a way out. And they'll never.
Well, you're not trying to win. You say you can't win, but you're not trying to win. You're just saying what you want. You say what you want.
You're
mad at her because it's beyond your control.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be mad at that.
Ask for what you want. Here's the thing. Today, we all go to therapy, and the therapist has been gone for the month. We haven't had therapy in 3 weeks. We're all fucking
funny.
We're
guy.
All.
Chris goes to you guys go to the same therapist.
Yeah, Chris goes to Alan as well.
I don't go. He doesn't.
Yeah, you go to Alan too.
Goes Alan too.
Are you? How are you doing?
He
oh, you're dying. I feel
way.
Bad. He's just
what
sitting
so
over there.
I didn't even know who he was.
Huh?
What is so great about Alan?
I'll tell you what's great about Alan. He's one of us. And the thing is, he's not trying to change you. He's helping you change you. He's guiding you along.
He's reparenting.
And he doesn't let it get away with your bullshit. If you say something stupid, he'll be like, that's stupid. But he also, I've called him. I've said, you're a fucking idiot. What you just said was wrong. You're stupid. That's wrong. And he went, all right, well, maybe I was wrong. And he'll admit it. And I'm like, good, fucking, you know, remember that. You know, because I was right once in here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's more of a place where you can go and be 100% honest with another human being where it's neutral. It will not affect your life. You can't be 100% honest with your wife. You can't.
Not even 80%.
This is have we introduced Gnome to the podcast yet?
Gnome is the owner of the Comedy Cell, the Village Underground, and Fat Black Pussycat. Also, one of my favorite podcasts. You guys all know him from Riotcast, the Comedy Cell Live, which is one of the best podcasts out there. A sleeper
in the Riotcast family.
Unfucking believable show. I mean, every time I listen to it, it's just funny. And insightful and interesting.
A star in the Riotcast galaxy.
Really is. If you like this show, I'm almost afraid to tell people to go to his show because I don't want his show to be.
How many podcasts can you listen to?
I don't want his show to be beat mine. Mm.
All right, that's but not gonna happen.
I think it's unbelievable.
Can I get back to your
mother
for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Isn't the answer is you just have to let this roll off your back? You're not going to change her.
It's emotional for you.
You're never going to talk to her. You're not going to sit her down. Your mother's a flawed individual. I mean, I don't know the details.
I am too.
But I'm saying having just a sketchy outline of your background, obviously your mother was not the ideal parent in certain ways, and she's not going to change at this point in her life. Mothers have a tremendous emotional effect on children. You need your mother, and just got to let it. Learn to roll off your back.
Just
that's
ask
it.
Her why. She
what
says
else
that
can
just
you do?
Go, just go why. Why should I do that?
I haven't talked to her, and I'm okay with that. Am I right with that? I think she's okay. I think they're okay with it, too. You understand my
did you tell the whole story about what happened?
Basically.
Because part of that is unforgivable.
Yeah. What? The pushing, the touching, the physical touching?
No, that
she blamed me.
That I don't see. That would be very hard to roll off my back.
Yeah.
But the other stuff about her, the come home.
Yeah, I understand
hair,
that. But that's what my wife said. We're out of here. And when my wife. When
you,
my wife.
Wow, that's a great feeling that your wife.
Yeah,
my wife.
Didn't
my
try
wife.
To make peace.
My wife looked at me when my mother said, maybe because you people are going to walk on eggshells around you, like gave him an excuse for doing what he did. That's when my wife said, we're out of here.
Good.
We packed.
Wow.
50, I never. And Dawn. Listen, Dawn is a level-headed broad.
Yeah.
Okay?
But a broad.
You know what I'm saying? She, you know what I'm saying? But when she went, we're out of here.
But can I tell you, what an exciting thing that you have a wife, that you have a partner who supports you like that. I've never had anybody do that. Everybody
my baby
ever
stuck his fist up like this, like the black people at the Olympics.
1968, that was a seminal moment.
And then he shit his pants.
Oh.
And
that's
we
my
left.
Boy.
That's actually that's sign language for potty time. Did you know that? I'm not joking. This
well, I wish you were because you fucking brought
potty,
everything to
like
a screeching
I have to,
halt.
I have to use the potty.
Yeah, but your thumb is out.
But I mean it's very close to the.
Could you teach that to Kelly Festuca because she?
Look it up. Google it. It's actually potty time.
All right, potty time.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't black power. It was
he had to take a shit. Yeah. Well, I think you're right. That's a hard one. But here's the deal. We left. We haven't been back. I don't really have any anger. You know what I mean? I don't have any fucking anger. You got to go?
I think I have 10 or 15 more minutes.
Okay, great.
And nobody gets along with their parents. I couldn't get along with my father, and he was a great man, and he was a thoughtful person.
I loved your father.
I know, everybody did.
Oh, my God.
But we used to fight crazy. Like,
yeah, but you guys are very you have strong personalities. Both of you guys are the same person. I mean,
I don't know.
You know, it's, look, I just.
Respect boundaries.
He didn't?
Please.
What, did he walk in when you were jerking off? Dad!
Yeah, but that no, he just didn't respect boundaries.
He'd come in slamming the door using words like temerity and shit.
What do you mean he didn't respect boundaries?
I'm not going to talk about it, but he didn't, it didn't exist for him.
Right. Yeah. Look, I understand it. I look and I just, if I'm the problem, like you're everybody's saying over there, you're the problem, people are going to walk around on eggshells, but... Oh. I'll not be there, so you won't have a problem. So now, if there's still a problem, it's on you. Do you understand? I'm gone. I'm going to go take, I have a big, huge responsibility right now. I'm the breadwinner. I have a fucking baby and a wife. I'm trying to get a new home. I'm trying to give them a better life. I have a responsibility now that's bigger than all this bullshit. I can't risk being hurt over a conversation or somebody's.
How much could you make cutting hair?
A lot more. No, not a lot.
you have a family now. You got to think.
What if I was a natural hair cutter? What if that was my actual path? Like, I was just amazing at cutting hair, yeah. and I just did it for shits and giggles. And then 5 years from now, I was like fucking Vidal Sassoon. Yeah. I was like Paul Mitchell.
And your mom would be like, "Why don't you go back to comedy?"
You just pick up, don't you?
Yeah. I wish you were still doing comedy. Bob Kelly, conditioner. By Ava Pui.
Now, is your mother a hairdresser?
Yeah.
I thought nice. Maybe she just wanted you to be a hairdresser.
I don't.
That would be such What's a cruel that? Thing for a mother
What's
to
that?
Do.
I'd say it'd be nice to have an entertaining hairdresser because sometimes you get the most boring small talk when you go to the haircut.
Right.
Where are you from?
Joe.
Where are you from? What do you do?
Joe's right. So soothing.
I want a Bobby Kelly cut my hair. It gets right to it.
Mm. Right.
Do they want to get anything done, though? Because it'd be waving their arms around and being
Zimmerman.
Mad.
You have a very soothing voice.
He
I
does.
I wish it was funny, but you have a very soothing voice.
I heard you bombed.
I wish that, too. I wish that, too.
Well, I think that, Alan's coming back, thank God, in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Thank God.
This motherfucker, he's coming back. You should go to Alan. You should go.
I know.
You should go. I think you need to go because you need a focal point once a week that you know you can get to and let it all
and
out.
And also, Alan will be able to put a face with the name.
Yeah, that we all trash.
That's
great. Oh, you walk in. There he is. He does look like that.
I'm not going to go.
Why?
I don't.
Go for a month. I'll set it up. You pay for it. You should go for a month.
I think everybody
I'll
could
go
use
for
it.
A month. I don't care.
I'm going to set it up.
How did you what, come
what,
to
what,
Alan, Pat?
What day would it be good for?
Through Matteries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What day would you be good for you?
Tuesday,
what time?
Tuesday before the podcast, like 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock Tuesdays. I'm going to
no,
set that up.
Don't he's do it before
the guy,
show.
He's going to be the guy I walk out to. You're going to be in the lobby when I come walking out. I'll know if you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to set it up for you. I think you could definitely use it right now. You need a friend. Like a constant
yeah, a
friend.
Of,
a
yeah,
new,
a
you need a,
a
neutral
you
know,
in
I
your
have
life.
To
you, yeah, have you, that, you have that family member who gets under your skin. And you know.
My mother-in-law, yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're going to be open about that?
She's
going to...
How do you push the button? What the hell is it?
Yeah.
a podcast? What is it?
The Brisk.
Fucking best Brisk ever. Brisk. Brisk.
But I don't need therapy for my doing my mother-in-law. I mean, it's not.
I think it would. No, I don't think it would be
a deep emotion.
I don't.
It's just annoying.
I don't think it would. I don't think it would be bad for you. I think it'd be good for you. I think it would be good because
you're this. Tell her to leave if she's going to undermine you in your own home. Tell her to leave.
But he'd be wrong. I can't tell her to leave.
Yeah, you can. That's what you do. You don't stick up for yourself. You let these people walk over you.
These Puerto Ricans no less.
Yeah, I grew up with them in the East Village. They took over everything. I used to have to fight them off with sticks and wiffle ball bats.
Why wiffle ball bats? They'd be less effective
than
sticks.
They hurt when they're wet.
That's true. That's
so true.
Oh, what a
look,
life.
It is.
I want to go on this hill. You know, my friend Bob, he's drinking again. I'm not supposed to tell anybody. Just a little disinformation.
That's such a fucking bad thing to do.
Be like the greatest practical joke
Bobby,
ever,
you got something
ever
to tell
conceived.
Me?
That is pretty cool. Yeah.
Start spreading little things about
we
you.
We should
guys.
All do that about
all
each other
comics.
One week.
Oh, that's interesting.
We should all just be like, yeah, Pat Dixon. I mean, I saw him rape a girl.
I told me not to tell anyone.
Like
I swore, he swore me to secrecy.
He told me it wasn't rape. He said it was a fetish, but the girl, she was crying blood.
I like that we go, yeah, it'd be fun to do little things like that, little things, and then you immediately go rape.
Accuse Pat Dixon of rape.
You know, little things.
That would be the funny part, Joe.
My therapist is
hang
really
on, let me be literal. You know, just say Joe stole some candy.
Yeah.
Not as funny.
Owners don't need therapy.
I don't think you were intending to make
Bobby
that joke, and now you're doing
rape. Rape is not overboard.
No, I know, but I think Yeah.
Well, you'll never prove it, so go fuck yourself.
He just looked at me and thought, like, what am I, what would this guy do?
That's it.
He just went for rape.
My therapy is awesome because I was bitching about someone and she's like, oh,
all right,
that
so the
person?
Show is over, guys. I get, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I was bitching about someone that gives me a hard time and, yeah. and that person goes, oh, that person? Yeah, I got a lot of people that talk about that person. They're a piece of shit.
What?
And she backed me up because a few people have spoken to her about this person.
And they
and
were
I was
talking
like, so I'm not in the wrong. That's
and they
so
were
great.
Talking about you, Joe.
Doesn't that make you nervous to all have the same therapist? Yeah. That's so crazy to me.
I don't think therapy, here's therapy to me. Therapy is a neutral place where you can be 100% honest with another human being. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a 10th step. So you got to go in and admit your shortcomings, okay, on a daily basis to so you're not living with the darkness. You're actually, all right, I went and I hunted down these hookers on the internet and I watched this fucked up porn. I felt fucked. I don't want to do that shit. And you can let something like that out where if I tell you, it might come back where you might.
Right. The idea that it's all the same people. I mean, people go to group therapy and it's very effective and you're sharing a therapist in that.
I just think
I don't understand people like we have one friend who's resisting it because he doesn't want to see all the other comedians and he'll never go. But it's just it's a silly thing. If anything, that means that you're too closed off and you should be more open. Your secrets.
Yeah,
are
but
not
you were
helpful.
Hard on him. You were hard on him. It's to him, it's private. To
I was
him, it's
hard
private.
On him.
He's not
you
ready
were.
For that. Maybe.
Do I know this person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's their initials?
No.
His initials are no?
N-O.
N-O?
It's Nancy Origami.
Well, I think, look.
Have you been to couples therapy?
I can't do that. You can't do that. Because here's the deal. If a woman cries, I'm done. I'm wrong. My wife went. We went.
You
5 seconds in, she started crying. What do you, what does Robert do that? fuck you, Alan. Fuck this. I'm out. Enough. You go by yourself. I'll go by myself. Because I can't connect to that emotion. If I could go, will you do this to me too? And we were both fucking whimpering, it would be even. But you know what I mean? I get mad. I'm like, wait a minute, you motherfucker.
I loved couples therapy.
You did?
Because the therapist always took my side.
Yeah, I had that too. And it's like, you know they're going to because you're usually right.
Yeah.
And so like, that's how I was.
Annoyed my wife.
Couples therapy, we went like 3 sessions. And this is not the current girl I'm with, a different
one.
We went
to
see her therapist.
You?
No, different one. And she was like, I thought it was going great. She was like, she's making points. She's learning. Like, this is how you're fucking up, you know? And then like on the last time, she's like, so are you getting anything out of this? I'm like, yeah, it's great. And she asked the girl, are you getting anything? And she's like, I don't like the way this is going at all. Next week came in and the lady was a cunt. I couldn't do anything right. She just went on the attack.
Well,
because it was her primary therapist, and she'd want to lose the business.
That doesn't top my story. The last time we went to couples therapy, the therapist said to me, you know, she says, you really do seem very stressed about this. I studied reflexology, and she started to give me a foot massage in front of my wife.
Oh, is that?
What?
And when he said, that's it. We're out of here.
That's
where is she? I want to go to her.
That really happened. What's that?
I want to go to her.
Yeah, I'll get you her number.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That really happened.
Hand release.
All right. Well, listen.
I need a release.
That's fucking just stupid. I think that's in a book. Do not physically give foot massages.
Did you guys just make eye contact when she did that?
Did you take your sock off?
No, but I was even uncomfortable about it. I'm like,
so,
yeah,
that's infuriating.
That's because you had to put a pillow over your junk. Because you kept getting hard.
Yeah,
did you write that up on Angie's List just in case?
Angie's List. Fucking Angie's List. Well, you know, I do think people can change. And I'm glad. Look, at everybody in this room, I don't know Joe that well, but I know everybody else.
Bob, you've known me for 19 years. Have I changed?
You've changed.
In what way?
Yeah, I think that you're a healthier person because you're more aware of your flaws.
No, that's not specific enough. If I met the old Gary,
if you let me finish, I would have been specific.
No, you're going to be like
the
mumbo jumbo
about
like what?
Like?
I would not. I'm not. First of all, I'm the last guy to be mumbo jumbo, motherfucker. I have a podcast called You Know What, Dude.
How was the old Gary different than the new Gary?
I'll tell you, the old Gary would shut down and go away and not deal with it. All right, there was either rage. That just fucking came out and he'll kill you or you won't hear from him for 2 years. Do you understand? The new Gary will literally, right on the spot, own his shit, apologize immediately. Yeah, I could say to Gary, I snapped at me and I've said, dude, relax. And he goes, I'm sorry. This is what happened. I misunderstood what you said And I took it too far. I apologized immediately. The old Gary would never do that. He would either fucking snap or hold a grudge that you'd never know about. And then years later, you know that one time we were together, you did this and that. There's a list. You had a fucking list. The Gary Gulman list. And if you got on that list, you were fucking, you weren't getting off the list. It's fucking like Santa Claus.
Is he accurate?
Yeah.
You don't have a list anymore?
He still has a list. Well, it's a smaller list.
So can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah.
Have you, like, do you feel less rage, or do you just now control, like an alcoholic, I guess, still wants to drink every day, but he learns to control, he doesn't drink, doesn't not want to drink. Do you not feel the rage anymore? Because that to me would be change. I don't feel the rage anymore. Or have you just learned to control it? It's a chronic condition, and you're controlling it.
I rarely get the rage. But also, like Bobby said, I would keep track of the slights and the things that angered me, and I would tell nobody, and just be like Travis Bickle in my apartment planning my revenge. And now I would say things some to the person, or at least share it with another person, and get, for instance, when Bobby and I were up in Montreal, I had some insecurities. And I didn't keep it to myself, and I discussed it, and that was huge.
Just gone. Then we had a good time.
I would try to keep it from Bobby because I didn't want him to see me as weak or show emotion or anything like that.
I'm actually interested in this. Can I ask another question?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And these issues, were you able to recognize these as issues about yourself that you wanted to change, and so you thought therapy to help you with these particular issues?
I think it was the byproduct of me going to therapy because I was so depressed and sad and had such low self-esteem, and then he built me back up or built me up to where I understood where the anger and everything was turning it inside on me. I was abusing myself worse than anybody else. The rage was really turned on me.
Yeah, you force yourself to deal with yourself once a week. At least.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Where if you don't have that, you're just on your own, and you can go months without dealing with yourself.
Yeah, and the other thing is to learn that the people around you can be wrong. I thought my parents, my family, they were ideal, they were perfect. I was the fuck up, and then I share these stories with Alan, and he's like, these people are lunatics.
Yeah.
They're monsters.
I felt the same way. I felt the same way. I was like, oh my God, I have to change. I have to change. Wait a minute. They're not. It's them too. They have a problem. It's not always me. All my life, it's been me. Yes, I fucked up, but I've done things to protect myself. I've learned this behavior to protect myself as a little kid, as a child, as a teenager, as a 20-year-old, a 30-year-old. And now here I am. I've been trying to deal with this stuff. I don't have to behave this way. Like you said to me the other day, you don't have, it's a decision. That's change. That's fucking change. So when you say, do people change? Abso-fucking-lutely. And it's the people you surround yourself with. I pride myself on the friends that I have are healthy people. The fact that Joe leaves me amazing messages about his sobriety and how good he feels about his life.
Yeah, he does that.
Yeah, and it makes, but here's the thing, is it makes really me feel good about
me feel
my
terrific.
Life. The fact that me and Gary, you can walk in today and say, I want to get closer as friends.
Yeah.
The fact that I can call you up and you can give me sage advice about my family and relationships because you've been through it.
Sage.
Not because, you know what I mean? Well, I'm just trying to talk his talk. You know what I mean? Did you see the thing hanging on the wall? You know? I mean, even Pat.
Even Pat.
I don't know you as well as I know these other guys, but I relate to you, and it makes me feel good that there's somebody out there with the same issues as me. When we went to that show together, and I found out that you're recovering, it made me feel good that you're there too.
Yeah, I got the same shit as you do, and same anger, same frustration. You know, I'm not as large or Gary or you.
Yeah,
you know, so I mean, I don't.
You have to use a knife.
Yeah, I have to use a knife. I have to use weapons. Right. I have to, you know, ruin someone's reputation.
And Joe Zimmerman.
I just get attacked.
He was here
by
too.
People.
I get attacked, which is fucked up too.
No, I'm just kidding.
Is part of it because you're comedians? I mean, that's like a. It's like a quicksand of assurance. Like you can never, even if you're a musician, like you can tell, no, I'm really talented at this. But comedy is so, you never know if you're going to make it, and you don't.
Yeah.
You go one night in front of the audience, they laugh. Next night, they don't laugh. You don't know if you're funny, if you're not funny. If you're wasting your time. Well, I mean, you know that you're funny,
need
but
you need
know
that
you,
more
you don't
so of
know
approval all the time.
How
is what
funny
you're,
it's hard to gauge.
I think it's
hard to gauge.
I don't know. When I compare it to basketball a lot, I could watch somebody dribble a basketball, shoot one shot, and be like, that guy's a basketball player. I can watch a guy get on stage, grab the microphone out of the stand, say one line, I'm like, this guy's a comedian. Whether he's brilliant or not, I the audience can tell. They feel safe or whatever. But
Never an insecurity like, should I be? Is this?
No, you gotta go, right?
My life?
You gotta
is this
fly.
Gonna pan out for me?
I'm sorry.
Or am I gonna wake up 10 years from now and think this was?
Well, it depends on what you consider panning out.
Joe Zimmerman's gotta go. Joe, thanks
for
coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sorry that it was. Look, man, it's so funny that this podcast was this. Intense,
beautifully sweet.
But I look at it's fine. That's sometimes this part. Like I said, this podcast goes where it goes. There's no topics.
This is a very funny first podcast.
Very funny
to do,
for you.
He's like, this show is
for a real
crazy.
Riot.
For a guy like him, if he was more like Lewis, it might have been a better, more. But for a guy like you, you're very quiet. It was a fucking weird show for you to come on.
Yeah, but not having Lewis here didn't let it. That's why this was able to happen, because Lewis would have stopped it.
Yeah, I know, that's true. Lewis would well, what the fuck, fags?
Fuck it, don't matter, feelings. Fuck therapy.
But
yeah, I enjoyed it. You don't need to apologize to me.
I think, I'm glad
we didn't apologize. We were just pointing out.
Well, he said, I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I don't listen when he talks.
Hey, eggshells, guys, eggshells.
Hey, listen. I appreciate you coming on. Plug some of your stuff. Website, shows, Twitter. What do you want to plug?
Twitter.com/Joe Zimmerman.
Right.
Hit me up.
Very funny guy. Very funny guy on Twitter. Hilarious comedian. Make sure you check him out. Follow him on Twitter. Thanks for sitting in with us. We'll have you back on in a couple weeks.
All right. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Listen, I got to wrap this up. I got to go do the Tom Papa show.
Hey, Robert, I know you're busy. I know that this is your podcast. I have to break in for a second because I want to talk about this, the New York City Crime Report. It's the show that I do. I think it's the best podcast. No offense, present company excluded, you and known. But I think it's actually got, you say there's no topic here. If you want something that does have a topic, it's all New York City, all New York City crime. So it's all the best when a guy like sets a woman on fire in an elevator, or because of voodoo, a woman abuses a kid. Or,
sounds
know,
like a Seagal movie.
A string of robberies and stuff like that. There's nothing
what
but
about
a lot
a
of
woman
like
falls off a balcony on the first date. Did you
exactly?
Discuss that?
Yeah, that yeah, the mo- yeah, yeah. Fell off the 57th floor or whatever it was. Yeah, on a first date, which the guy obviously won't be calling tomorrow.
Are we going to actually do your podcast now? Or
I
can
just
we just
tell you about New York City Crime Report? Yeah, play
can
it.
You just New York City Crime Report? Go check it out. Where is it at?
CaveComedyRadio.com and also free on iTunes.
Make sure you check it out. Pat Dixon is one of the most interesting and funny guys
he's
I know.
He's a tremendously talented.
Very funny motherfucker, but also just interesting too, which I love. I love it. He's one of my favorites out there. Joe, what do you got?
At Joe List Comedy on Twitter and ComedianJoeList.com.
And he's also has shitty barbecues and picnics at UK.com. The worst picnic ever at AOL.com. Go ahead, Gary.
Kelly, you loved my picnic, didn't you?
I actually had a good time. Rebecca Trent from The Creek in the Cave came and brought a whole bunch of tacos for everybody.
When the fuck was that?
About an hour after you left.
I fucking love Rebecca, and I love tacos.
Yeah.
I miss Gary. You know what?
Soft drink.
This it was like a fucking a practical joke.
I would never
picnic.
Argue with the two of you because I know you have good taste, but I got better later. Later in the day,
it was like a black picnic.
Yeah, well, a picnic should be decent throughout. I don't know.
I don't know. Go ahead, Gary. What are you gonna plug?
My special that was on Comedy Central, No Can Defend. No, it's called that was the album. I'm sorry. It's called In This Economy.
Yeah,
is going to be on Netflix starting September 1st.
Yeah, all right.
So I think it's instant. You'll be able to watch it, and it's a big coup for me.
That's a big deal.
I opened that show. I was there. I saw it live.
Big deal.
Amazing.
How was it?
It was
love
amazing.
It.
Tremendous.
Awesome. Make sure you check that out. Kelly, what do you got?
Twitter, KellyFastuca, and Underbelly. And we have a new intern in the studio. Rose gone back to school.
Our new intern is?
Yeah. I'm Chris. Nice to meet you guys.
Chris what, motherfucker?
Scopo. Chris Scopo.
Why? What happened?
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Kelly didn't flush.
What happened?
Scared. My wife just calls.
Yeah.
She sounds upset.
Right.
And it's the sentence starts, "Hi, I just went on Facebook and found out."
Oh, God.
And oh, wow. And what it was nothing. I mean, it was something. It was a guy who used to work in the Olive Tree who just hung himself. And she didn't know who. She couldn't. She said, "I just found out who he was."
Okay.
Which is awful.
Right. It's terrible, but you made it about you.
It was still a better outcome than what it could have been.
And I just saw, I saw a little thin black baby with your hair and fucking lips.
I just found out.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Anyways, all right, guys, this show, I mean, this was pretty intense, I think. Right, Joe?
Very intense.
Yeah, very intense, but I liked it.
It was fun. It was great. It's always great.
We needed it because we haven't had therapy all month.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yes.
Yeah. I think
this is the highest percentage of you talking in the podcast, and I loved it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
This is usually you're about 11% of the podcast. This week you were like 90.
Yeah, this week you were Alan.
It was a flip.
I think that...
I think you feel better now that you spoke about it.
I think here's the deal. I think that we all... I think it's all right. It's okay to set boundaries. It's okay not to talk to your family. It's okay to recover from things. It's okay not to engage. And I think we do change. I think you can change. I think you can make decisions and boundaries in your life to become not the person. I think you are who you are, but I think you can make decisions, healthier decisions in your life. I'll see you later, Noam. To become a better person, I guess you would say it that way. I think we all have the ability to change. It's just that the only way you do change usually is through pain.
Yeah, but you also
through pain.
Have to work.
You have to work through pain, which gives you awareness, which mm-hmm. gives you the willingness to do it. Mm-hmm. The only way that you're going to better your life is through some type of tragedy, through some type of pain, through some type of... It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. I don't think the true change comes easy. And sometimes, you know, it's okay to go through this stuff. Your world becomes smaller as you get older. Your friends become thicker and better as you get older. And I think the people in your family, you know, the ones that are your family, that circle becomes a little smaller too. You know, as you start your own family, as you get a kid, as you fall in love and you get your own house, someday you're going to have your own Christmas tree. Someday you're not going to get home to your mom. Someday you're going to have to buy your own tree and put presents under it and wake up in your house.
It's exciting.
It's exciting, but it's also scary. It's very. This year is the first year that I'm not going to be. I'm going to be at my house
right.
for Christmas.
You should turn around and say, "How is this great?" And it's great in so many ways.
Yeah, it is great. It is great. So thank you guys for showing up. Thanks for listening to the show. A little heavy this week, but I like it. So,
is it disrespectful to close with the Serenity Prayer?
Our Father. No, what is that? Here we go. Ready? God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Keep coming. It works. It works.
And can I also mention that Pat has been in the bathroom for a little bit longer than...
you took a shit. Go fuck yourself.
I'm just pointing it out.
Dirty asshole. You're lucky
everybody.
Lewis wasn't there. We spent 30 minutes on your dirty asshole.
I know.
Her asshole's dirty. I can smell it.
Go
to tweakedaudio.com right now. 33% off. Use the code word dude. Tweakedaudio.com. Different headphones. Mic, non-mic. Different colors. Variations. Great headphones. Cheap price. Not cheap headphones. 33% off. Use the code word dude. You go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Use the Amazon link for anything you buy off the internet. Use our link. Bookmark it. Buy from there. We make money. Go to gamefly.com/YKWD. 2 weeks free trial for Netflix of video gaming. Go there now. You guys are great. Thanks for the donation. Heather Graves, you're awesome. You guys who donated are great. Thanks for spreading the word. The show is getting bigger and bigger every fucking week because of you. So make sure you follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Keep spreading the word. Getting people into the show. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. What, Kelly? Go.
I was going to say, do you want to promote your shows for that week?
What? I'm going to be. Guys, do it right now. I'm going to be at Creek in the Cave every night at 7 o'clock.
Every night, Sunday the 25th until Saturday the 31st. 7 shows in a row and 7 p.m. every night. And it's free. Come down to the Creek in the Cave in Long Island City. Boom.
Boom. You know what, dude? You stink. You know what, dude?
stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.